Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Another ICE-involved shooting in Minneapolis. A Venezuelan national was shot in the leg. Homeland Security says a shovel-wielding man attacked the federal law enforcement officer who fired in self-defense. Both men are in the hospital now as protests continue in Minneapolis. President Trump changes his tune on Iran, at least a bit, at least for the time being.
Time and again, President Trump has made it clear he likes to keep people guessing. So just when signals were multiplying that an attack was imminent, he suddenly announced the situation had changed.
We've been told that the killing in Iran is stopping and there's no plan for executions or executions. So I've been told that a good authority will find out about it.
His comments set off another wave of speculation. Was he having second thoughts? Or was it to preserve this element of surprise?
The BBC's Lise Doucette. Venezuelan opposition leader, Nobel Peace Prize recipient Maria Corina Machado pays a visit to President Trump today at the White House. This comes after the Senate defeated a resolution that would have required congressional approval of any new strikes on Venezuela. An ailing astronaut and crewmates back home this morning.
Splashdown of Crew 11. After 167 days in space, Dragon and NASA astronauts Zena Cardman and Mike Fink, Kim Yayui of JAXA, and Roscosmos cosmonaut Oleg Platonov are back on Earth.
They returned from the International Space Station about a month early. If you're with Verizon and the phone is still acting up, restart the device. That's the carrier's advice following yesterday's outage, the cause of which has not been revealed. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are in positive territory. The Dow futures are up 58 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 190 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Ask yourself this question. Is it really worth holding on to that timeshare that you know you need to get rid of? Here's the truth. The average maintenance fee just went up over 17%. That could have been 117%, and there's nothing you can do about it. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check for annual maintenance and assessment fees. I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. For 15 years, I've helped over 50,000 families cancel their timeshare. Not sell it, not transfer it, cancel it. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment and your maintenance fees would never go up? That's a lie. Are you ready to get rid of your timeshare once and for all? Simply call us and I'll send you our timeshare exit kit that explains all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your timeshare exit kit. 800-723-2233. 800-723-2233. 800-723-2233.
Good morning, you're on Casey and Company. It's 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We've had a problem already at the Old Harbor Tunnel just in the last couple of minutes. The accident cleared from the left-hand lane southbound at O'Donnell Street. I think right now they may be in the area on the shoulder just south of there and trying to get down to this wider area right before the tunnel. Yes, I see the vehicles now off to the side. So they pushed all the vehicles completely off the roadway. We're back open again, but very quickly we got a delay back towards the Erdman Avenue ramp. So we'll keep an eye on that. Some overflow traffic next door. The lanes are open and not a bad run right now at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly sunny, windy, and colder today with highs near freezing and wind chills in the teens. Tonight, mostly clear and frigid as lows fall into the teens and feel like temperatures fall into the single digits. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
33 degrees in Middle River and 30 in Pikesville. At 6:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. The 2026 legislative session is officially underway in Annapolis, and state lawmakers have until April 13th to deal with a $1.4 billion budget deficit. House Speaker Jocelyn Peña-Melnick says legislators will have to make some cuts to balance the budget because taxes are not on the table. During his opening remarks on Wednesday, Senate President Bill Ferguson said the current environment requires bold and immediate action. He told reporters lawmakers must balance the budget by the end of the session and pass pass policies that make energy, housing, and health care more affordable. Lawmakers will also be taking on many other issues, including immigration policies, redistricting, education funding, and public safety. And the Baltimore City Health Department has issued a code blue extreme cold alert from this evening through Friday morning due to a forecast of wind chills in the teens. The extreme cold can be dangerous and pose serious health risks to residents, particularly those exposed to the cold for extended periods. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 573, the pick 4, 4819. Stein on Sports coming up next.
When the new year hits, every business could use a little something to stay ahead. A lift, a jump start, an edge, or perhaps a boost. Like the all-new 5-year business boost from Comcast Business. It's the certainty of a price lock for 5 years on qualifying internet bundles. Plus, you'll have the most reliable Wi-Fi with our best equipment, so your whole team can stay connected at a great rate. And to sweeten the deal, ask about a $500 prepaid card when you add 2 lines of mobile. It's the boost your business deserves. So sign up for the 5-year business boost and get a 5-year price lock on ultra-reliable Wi-Fi. Plus, ask about a $500 prepaid card. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 2/22/26, new customers only. 1-year contract required for guaranteed rate. 5-year pricing applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees. Best Wi-Fi based on Open Signal Awards USA. Fixed broadband experience report, May 2025.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Gary has the morning off. Sean Casey with Stein on Sports, brought to you by Farnan and Dermer. The Comfort Guys, keeping you warm all winter long. Well, the Giants have their next leader. According to ESPN, the G-men are working to finalize an agreement to make John Harbaugh their next head coach. Contract numbers are still being negotiated. Harbaugh spent 18 years with the Ravens. Now he moves over to the NFC East. Ravens completed their head coaching, another head coaching interview. Baltimore met with Chargers defensive coordinator Jesse Minter yesterday. Minter was a defensive assistant under former Ravens coach John Harbaugh from 2017 to 2020. He's the 10th potential coach interviewed for the job. And the Wizards fall to the Clippers, lost 4 games in a row. They lose last night in Inglewood, 119 to 105. And that's a look at Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the Comfort Guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the Comfort Guys that you can trust.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is KC and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. Coming up on the program in this hour, Democrats now pushing solar to solve the energy crisis here in Maryland. Good luck with that. Tampon Tim has finally crossed the line. We'll tell you what he had to say in an address to Minnesotans yesterday. But our top story here today, once again, the Democrat Party, specifically here in the Baltimore metro area, are smearing, dehumanizing, demonizing ICE and ICE agents. Strong inflammatory comments made by a Baltimore City Council member about, and again, ICE's Immigration and Customs Enforcement, empowered and impaneled by statute, by law, to protect the American people from those who enter this country illegally and some to seek to do us harm or become a burden on the taxpayers. During a recent city council hearing in Baltimore, Councilwoman Odette Ramos accusing ICE agents of racial profiling and intentionally instilling fear in immigrant communities.
Shame on us. Shame on the U.S. for doing this.
Ramos claiming ICE agents were waiting for people that looked like her and then took it a step further.
Let us call it what it is. It is racism and it is white supremacy. They wait in parking lots for anyone who looks brown. They do not actually care if you're a citizen or not. So I'm obviously waiting for my turn, obviously. You can help with outreach and sharing this information with others. Residents can also get trained for ICE Watch, create neighborhood networks together to watch out and for ICE and alert neighbors.
This is utterly irresponsible and reckless and endangers the lives of these ICE agents and their families. As to the racial profiling, look, the fact is, Odette, most of the illegal aliens coming into this country happen to be brown or black. Yes, there are some white individuals who get in, but most of them there happen to be minorities coming from other countries that happen to be brown or black. Those are the facts. And if you're here illegally, it doesn't matter what color you are, you're to be taken out of the country. And the fact that she puts herself, she injects herself in this whole thing, I think is very, very dangerous, saying that, you know, people that look like her, they're going to be waiting for her and so on and so forth. But this is all part of it. And it's just not Odette Ramos in Baltimore City. There's Julian Jones, who actually wants to be your county executive this year. He piled on ICE agents as well.
I guess ICE figure they're low-hanging fruit, so they go after them when they're taking their kids to school or when they're showing up for work.
ICE do not target people or children in school. They just don't. Now, the times that they will go into a school is when they're pursuing or following a lead or somebody who's dangerous that goes into school thinking it's a safe haven. Oh, I'll just run into the school here and they won't be able to get me. That's the only time they'll go after somebody in school. The terms like racism and white supremacy to broadly describe ICE agents could, I believe, increase threats on these agents, incite potential violence at a time tensions are already very high nationwide. We had a second ICE agent involved shooting in Minnesota last night. We'll tell you about that in just a second. So this is outrageous. This is dangerous. And these people, Odette Ramos, Julian Jones, Izzy Patoka on the Baltimore County Council and others should be called out. Again, you cannot like what ICE is doing. You can argue policy. You can say, let's change our immigration laws. But to target ICE agents who are duly sworn officers of the law, you might as well be calling any police officer, any federal law enforcement officer, the same kind of things. And here's a little factoid as well, especially at Border Patrol. Border Patrol, a vast majority of Border Patrol agents are brown. You know, in color. They're minorities. So, again, that's Border Patrol. It's not quite ICE. Not quite the same thing. But I get your calls and comments that, again, God forbid something happens to an ICE agents are in the Baltimore. Baltimore is a big field office of ERO here in the Baltimore Metro. So, God forbid something happens that Odette Ramos, Julian Jones, and the Izzy Patokas of the world, you know, I just... They need to be held accountable. 613 traffic and weather on the threes. Once again with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Whiskey Nuts Johnson.
And we're still hurting a little bit. Southbound 895, we had the wreck that happened right around 10 minutes of the hour. 3-4 vehicles are in the left-hand lane right after O'Donnell Street. The police force got there and got everybody off to the side further down where they can move them off right before you go into the tunnel. So the toll facilities police did a good job getting that cleaned up pretty quickly. But we're still backed up. We're going to be slow coming south of Erdman Avenue, but we are on the move once again. And the good news is it wasn't there really long enough for a lot of overflow traffic to head to the Fort McHenry Tunnel. So the Fort McHenry Tunnel traffic, 95, is still running okay. Nothing major early on the Beltway. The west side still looks good. We know that will fill in the next 20 minutes or so from 795 down through Frederick Road. Just took a look at the parkway, and that's doing fine. Arundel Mills down through the ramps at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mostly sunny, windy, much colder today, near freezing for the high. That's right. Wind chills in the low 20s, upper teens. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the teens, but wind chills in the single digits. It'll be continued sunny but cold tomorrow. As I headed into work this morning, a little bit of snow flurries was that leftover residual rain as the temperature began to drop. So no accumulation expected, so you might see a few flurries on your way to work or school here this morning. Right now, it is windy and 31 in Columbia, 34 in Annapolis. Time for some one-liner news. All the major cell phone carriers suffering massive nationwide outage yesterday. Verizon was largely affected. 170,000 customers couldn't. They were getting the SOS message on their phone. That means you right. can only call 911. You couldn't make calls out. You couldn't text. Whatever. Hope you enjoyed the peace and quiet. Because
yeah, right.
Yeah.
SOS. Same old stuff.
Exactly. You know what? You know what happened? My wife lost the use of her phone because we're both Verizon customers. Mine was fine. Mine was working all day, and it was just weird. It was like haphazard. You call somebody, couldn't get through. You call somebody else. Oh, yeah, their phone was working.
Mine was fine, too, but my daughter's, who's on the same plan, was not. I don't understand.
Yeah, there must be a way that different exchanges or whatever that are used by different cell towers or carrier or switchers. I don't know. We don't have an answer yet from the Verizon engineers. And I immediately started thinking cyber attack.
So did I. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what I thought.
And imagine what would happen. This is the reason why I still keep my landline. I know people think I'm a dinosaur, but I want my landline when I need my landline. If I need to call for an emergency and something like that happened yesterday, you lose the use of your cell phone and you need to call emergency services. You're out of luck, folks.
Mm-hmm. I heard the gerbils on the treadmill went on strike.
They did. They forgot to feed him yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
But not forgetting to feed Oprah Winfrey. says she can never stop injecting Ozempic after gaining 20 pounds as a result of taking a break from the weight loss drug. Oprah used to be the biggest name in entertainment. Now she's just the biggest name.
She lost 30 pounds from her stomach to her ass. That's what happened.
Yeah, I lost 30 pounds.
Ooh.
Turn around, you'll find it.
Oh.
Virginia couple are both over 90 years old and eloped in their 20s, finally had their dream wedding after 70 years of marriage.
Wow.
It was a dream wedding because they both slept through the entire thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Or went to the bathroom.
Ford factory worker who heckled Donald Trump, called him a pedophile protector, was flipped off by the president, has made over $500,000 so far from GoFundMe.
Mm-hmm.
Guy has enough money now to become an Epstein client.
That's what Trump told him. GoFundMe, something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Go fund yourself.
Yeah, go fund yourself.
A luxury retailer, Saks Global, has filed for bankruptcy. As part of the settlement, Saks Fifth Avenue will now move and change its name to Saks Jerome Avenue in the Bronx.
I think Neiman Marcus is in that deal, too, isn't it?
Yeah, they are. You're right. Yeah. It's Wikipedia Day. How do I know? I read it, but I don't believe it.
Very nice.
You know?
No, there's the cannon.
It's also National Pothole Day, Chuck, so this is going to really be right up
That's
your alley.
I certainly want to start Boston Street, Clinton Street, Haven Street.
Where's the biggest pothole in Baltimore? We need to identify that.
City Hall.
I'll set you up for that one. Absolutely.
You said pothole. Oh, okay, I got it now.
Not pothead.
Yeah, I understand. Okay. I was thinking something else.
All right. They still have that crew that goes around and just fills the potholes.
They used
to.
I don't know anymore.
Oh, I know somebody who could tell us the answer to that, but I'm
not. Well, that's state. I'm talking about city in the city.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
right.
City.
I was going to say 695. I saw them repairing.
Oh, yeah, I used to do it on the Beltway all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I saw BGE is out everywhere yesterday. They're trimming trees. They do it in the winter where it's easier to cut everything.
Right.
And I just to get out of my neighborhood, and yesterday I just had to take like five different detours because everywhere you were, there was a BGE truck that was trimming. The trees. And I know they got to do it. I'm not complaining about it. I'm just saying there. I guess they picked this time
busy
of the year.
Busy people, this time of year.
Exactly.
It's tree cutting season.
Indeed it is. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. All right, you can join us here 410-922-6680. You can react to Odette Ramos calling ICE agents white supremacists and racists. You know, the fact is, look, I guess you can extrapolate that and say that the Democrat members of Congress that passed this bill back in the mid-90s are racists and white supremacists. And Bill Clinton, who signed it, is a racist and a white supremacist. And remember who was named the deporter-in-chief? That was Barack Hussein Obama. Was he a racist and a white supremacist when they were rounding up brown and black people during the Obama years? I mean, this is selective outrage on the part of a clueless
city councilwoman. Why don't you do your job? Why don't you track the money where the city tax dollars are going to nonprofits? Why don't you do that, Odette? Do your job and stop smearing and demeaning and dehumanizing ICE agents. I mean, that's what the taxpayers of Baltimore would like to see, some accountability, some fiscal responsibility, and stop with the inciting violence against ICE agents. 620, you're listening to Casey and Company.
Lorien has six different assisted living communities throughout the Baltimore area. These are as followed: Lorien Bel Air, Lorien Tawnytown, Lorien Encore, Lorien Elkridge, Lorien Harmony Hall, and Lorien Mount Airy. Each of them have a unique feature that would really benefit your loved one if you are looking for assisted living services. Visit our website today at LorienAssistedLiving.com to get more information and speak to one of our sales directors.
At WCBM, we stand for freedom, hard work, and the businesses that keep our community strong. The local businesses that support WCBM share our values. They believe in you, just like you believe in America. So when you need a service, a product, or a meal out, support the businesses that support WCBM. Your dollars stay local, help hardworking Americans, and keep conservative talk radio alive. Check out our trusted sponsors at WCBM.com and tell them you heard them on WCBM, because when we stand together, we thrive together.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Six twenty-one minutes after the hour, so Odette Ramos smearing ICE agents, calling them racist and white supremacy, or white supremacists, I should say. Meanwhile, Spotlight on Maryland, Fox 45. Asked each of the Baltimore City Council members, as well as the mayor and the comptroller, if they have any data on how much money they allocate to nonprofits and whether it can be sorted by district. None of them, including Odette, could provide a precise measure. Okay? None of them. The Urban Institute, a Washington, D.C. think tank, estimates that Maryland nonprofits receive more than $6 billion in federal, state, and local grants. Maryland nonprofits reported $95 billion in revenue in 2024. The highest nonprofit salary reported for 2024, $7 million. It is unclear how much of that nonprofit revenue was federal, state, or local taxpayer money or private funding, but there are many nonprofits in Maryland, thousands of them, and they're almost all fully funded by taxpayers. So the question is, where does the money go? Councilman Zach Blanchard said he doesn't track that data. Councilman Mark Conway said, well, he's committed to supporting impactful nonprofits, but he'd like to see more transparency. Well, you could mandate it. You could do something about it, Councilman. And again, Brandon Scott, Comptroller Bill Henry, they were asked if they could track any of this taxpayer money that they send to nonprofits by district. They pointed to the Baltimore City Board of Estimates dashboard, but there's, I mean, it's, you talk about gobbledygook and just a mess of statistics. You need, as I've said repeatedly, a forensic enema in Baltimore City to clean out the waste. 6:23, traffic and weather on the threes. Now, I apologize for that phrase. I was not referring to Chuck Whitaker in any, any way, shape, or form. That's right.
Forensic.
Remember, we're your friends, not your enemies.
Who said?
The guys over at Fleet.
Yeah, they have a lot of vehicles, don't they?
Yes, they do.
That job has a lot of ins and outs.
Oh, no.
There's a minor... Jeez, unbelievable. There's a minor wreck on the inner loop of the Capitol Beltway at New Hampshire Avenue. And not so much of a problem on the inner loop, but the outer loop might be looking at it. So they're coming up the hill from I-95 and over to 29. You'll see some flashing lights there. If you're coming on the ramp from Middletown Road to go south onto 83, there's a tractor trailer there right at the end of the ramp. He's in the painted out area off to the right side, but it's going to catch your eye there right at the end of the ramp. So just a heads up, the main line is not affected at all. Still hurting a little bit from some earlier problems, and the lanes are open again, but we're backed up somewhat southbound on 895 at the Old Harbor Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast is going to be sunny, windy, much colder today. Highs only near freezing with wind chills in the low 20s, upper teens. Clear tonight, chilly, very cold. Lows in the teens, wind chills in the single digits. Sunny, continued cold tomorrow. Right now, windy, 30 in Ellicott City, and it is 30 in Reisterstown. And Marty says the city does have multiple crews of four filling the potholes, so thanks, Marty, for that. Still looking for that largest pothole in Baltimore as well. And other folks weighing in on this is also Marty saying Odette is practicing psychological projection. She calls people racist when she herself is the racist. That's a common Democrat technique as well. Mayor Scott has been silent on the accusations that a school vendor deliberately falsified records. He declined to comment this week on reports published in the Baltimore Sun that six former employees of Concentric Educational Solutions intentionally falsified records of the company's tutoring and home visits for Baltimore City Public Schools between 2021 and 2024. Asked whether Scott plans to ask the state inspector general, Rick Henry, for the school district to conduct an investigation, a mayoral spokesman thanked the Sun for reaching out, and we don't have any comment at this time. How about Odette? Does Odette have a comment? Instead of spewing, foaming at the mouth against ICE agents? Look, it's absurd. You got all these problems in the city of Baltimore, and that's what they're worried about, is ICE removing, criminals from the streets of Baltimore and of Maryland. Now, I just grabbed a list of the ones that they've removed in Sanctuary, Minnesota. And here's just a partial list. I mean, it goes on for pages. Partial list of dangerous criminal, illegal, alien gangbangers that ICE has taken off the streets of Minneapolis. Same goes here in Baltimore and Maryland. Jose Miguel Reyes Joval, a criminal illegal alien from El Salvador and a known MS-13 gangbanger convicted of homicide, drug trafficking, and selling amphetamines. Hyun Min Pao, criminal illegal alien from Burma, former member of the Southside Crips, who's been convicted of three counts of felony drug possession and fraud. He's been arrested for vehicle theft and DUI. Alfredo Garcia Arriola, criminal illegal alien from Mexico, active member of the Pisces gang, who's been convicted of felony dangerous drug charges, smuggling, drug possession, possessing fraudulent immigration documents, and two counts of felony illegal reentry. Luis Antonio Flores Adelano, criminal illegal alien from Mexico, member again of the Pisces gang, convicted of a weapon offense and an aggravated felony. On and on, we've got criminal illegal aliens from Cuba, from Mexico, and these gangs, and from Honduras, from Laos, from Guatemala, and Thailand, El Salvador, and on. I mean, the list is, and every single one of these individuals are felons. Some are murderers. Some are rapists. Some are drug and human sex traffickers. Some are kidnappers. Some are pedophiles. Some are burglars and robbers. Many have been convicted of DUIs who go on to drive on the streets, killing Marylanders and our fellow Americans. So that's the priority here. That's who they're going after. And these people just don't come outside and say, oh, come get me. They hide among the immigrant community, in their homes, in their schools, in their churches, in their stores, crews that are working, landscaping crews, and other construction crews, you name it. So ISIS has got a difficult job to do. Every day they strap on their gun and their badge and their protective vests, and yes, their masks, because they are being doxxed, even from inside the Trump administration. We have a story on that coming up in just a second. But it is dangerous, very dangerous to be a law enforcement officer in any capacity, but and especially ICE, because they have been demonized and people have been inciting violence against them. An unknown whistleblower has put the lives of 1,000 Border Patrol and ICE employees in danger. The Independent reported yesterday someone leaked the identities of roughly 4,500 federal employees working with ICE, including 2,000 agents, to a website called the ICE List. It is the largest leak in the agency's history. The far left-wing Daily Beast reported the leak was in response last week the week self-defense killing of a leftist agitator, Rene Good, by an ICE agent. Again, this is also against the law, and hopefully they will track down who leaked this, and they will prosecute them. I know U.S. Attorney Jeanine Pirro will do that to the fullest extent of the law. All right, coming up next, Tampon Tim has crossed the line in warning his Minnesotans to get out there and resist and to go after the ICE agents with their cameras, etc. So we'll talk about that. It is 6:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie Hunter.
Good morning, thanks. Anne Arundel County Executive Stuart Pittman has released a statement following ICE activity in the Annapolis area on Tuesday. Pittman says terrified residents watched as armed, masked men in unmarked vehicles detained at least seven individuals. Pittman says the actions of ICE make communities less safe. He says he's seen the numbers and ICE is not focused on people with criminal charges. They're detaining people who have lived and worked in the county for decades and make communities better. The county executive is thanking the grassroots volunteers who have been monitoring ICE activity. And Kwasi Nfume has signed on to the articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem. The 7th District Representative says Noem's actions in the months leading up to and the days following the killing of Rene Good constitute a serious abuse of authority. Baltimore police say a man has died following a Wednesday afternoon shooting in the city's Eastern District. Officers were called to a hospital shortly before 2 p.m. after the 36-year-old victim was taken there for treatment. Despite life-saving efforts, the victim was pronounced dead a short time later. According to the preliminary investigation, the shooting happened inside of a home in the 1700 block of East 25th Street. During a canvass of the area, police took three people into custody. And the Baltimore City Health Department has issued a code blue extreme cold alert from this evening through Friday morning due to a forecast of wind chills in the teens. The extreme cold can be dangerous and pose serious health risks to residents. And the 2026 legislative session is officially underway in Annapolis, and state lawmakers have until April 13th to deal with a $1.4 billion budget deficit. It's 6:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
When the new year hits, every business could use a little something to stay ahead. A lift, a jump start, an edge, or perhaps a boost. Like the all-new five-year business boost from Comcast Business. It's the certainty of a price lock for 5 years on qualifying internet bundles. Plus, you'll have the most reliable Wi-Fi with our best equipment, so your whole team can stay connected at a great rate. And to sweeten the deal, ask about a $500 prepaid card when you add two lines of mobile. It's the boost your business deserves. So sign up for the 5-year business boost and get a 5-year price lock on ultra-reliable Wi-Fi. Plus, ask about a $500 prepaid card. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 2/22/26, new customers only. 1-year contract required for guaranteed rate. 5-year pricing applies to monthly service charge excluding taxes and fees. Best Wi-Fi based on Open Signal Awards USA. Fixed broadband experience report May 2025.
6:32 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Both the Harbor Tunnel southbound are open, 95 now with the four lanes clear, and we're beginning to slow just a bit right after the O'Donnell Street ramp. So it's a speed reduction, but all four lanes are open through the tunnel and then heading south towards 395. 895 recovering a little better now southbound. Earlier problems about a half an hour ago at O'Donnell Street have been cleared. Right now the tail end of the backup is right at O'Donnell Street. So between a 5 and 6 minute drive right now from there going into the tunnel. JFX early, no problems. Ruxton Road South, everybody's open on the Beltway. The west side filling in from Liberty Road down to Route 40 West. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly sunny, windy, and colder today with highs near freezing and wind chills in the teens. Tonight, mostly clear and frigid as lows fall into the teens and feel like temperatures fall into the single digits. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Gary has the morning off. I'm Sean Casey with Stein on Sports. It is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management Systems. The Giants have their next coach. According to ESPN, the G-men working to finalize an agreement to make former Ravens coach John Harbaugh their next head coach. Contract numbers still being negotiated. Of course, Harbaugh spent 18 years as the head coach of the Ravens. Elsewhere, the Ravens completed another head coaching interview, their 10th potential coach interviewed for the job. Baltimore with the Chargers defensive coordinator Jesse Minter yesterday. He was a defensive assistant under Harbaugh from 2017 to 2020. And Ravens GM Eric DaCosta said they've got a lot of good candidates.
We've got, I think another 8 interviews, maybe 9 interviews between now and, believe it or not, Sunday. And maybe a couple more after that. And then we'll kind of take that list of 15 to 20 interviews, candidates, whittle that down to, 4 or 5, try to assemble as a group and figure out, the 5 guys that really resonate with us, that have the most qualities that we're looking for, craft what that schedule might look like, bring those guys in again for a day. We've had a couple guys on site, but bring those other 5 candidates in, talk to them with maybe a few other people in the loop as well. And then see if we can find a candidate.
Yeah, and that's exactly what they're doing. The team formerly known as the Redskins reportedly had the son of a team legend to the coaching staff. DJ Williams, son of Super Bowl MVP Doug Williams, has been named Washington's quarterback's coach. The Orioles have retained one of their waiver claims. They've outrighted outfielder Junkenzie Noel to AAA Norfolk after he cleared waivers. Caps back on the ice tonight. Washington set to host the Sharks. Caps beat San Jose 7-1 on the road in December. Alex Ovechkin and Ryan Leonard scored 2 goals each in that game. And that's a look at Stein on Sports.
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Now, back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
I've heard from Doug. He's, I misspoke, 170,000 affected by the outage. It was 170 million in the country that were affected. Thanks for the correction there. Good morning, Sean. Good morning, everyone. And you go there. Most everybody else, you have people come to work and do their job. You also have those who did little work and always look to slander and blame others when things go wrong. Does this not describe who the Democrat Party really is? They don't do anything to solve real problems. And they only badmouth and blame other people for the problems that they were elected to go and fix. The art of the smokescreen. But thankfully, many see through it, and organizations like yours are pointing this out. Have an awesome day. Well, thank you, Robert, in Middle River. Appreciate that. And James in the Outer Banks, formerly of Crofton, says, the ICE Watch, that's that group that Renee Good was part of, endangers all law enforcement, not just ICE agents. The watchers do not discriminate in this regard. There's a report out now that's saying that ICE agent who was hit by Renee Good's SUV in Minneapolis did indeed suffer internal bleeding. So there's a lot of Jacob Fry and Tampon Tim and others were basically, he was still walking. That doesn't, couldn't have been hurt all that bad. Well, yeah, if you're
in shock, it comes later.
Yeah, you're right. And if it's internal bleeding, that can eventually get worse, and then you could die of sepsis. These people are idiots that run Minnesota. They're absolute idiots. Speaking of which, the head idiot in charge, Tampon Tim Walz, he delivered a message last night. The first time they tried to get this thing going, it was a little bit garbled. It sort of had a comedic effect.
Film ICE agents cannot conduct these activities. You can help. So carry your phone with you at all times.
Help us establish a
record. And if you see these ICE agents in your neighborhood, take out that phone and hit record. To peacefully
help us create a database.
Yeah, I don't know what they're... Maybe they were delivering on Verizon, who knows. But that's just incredible. But again, ICE agents were shooting... they shot a shovel-wielding Venezuelan in north Minneapolis. A ICE agent... again, in the term, remember, Odette Ramos thinks they're racist and white supremacists. well, they were ambushed. And one of the ICE agents was involved in this ambush. And again, this is what happens when you have people inciting with inflammatory rhetoric like Odette Ramos, like Julian Jones, like Izzy Patoka, like AOC, most of the Democrats, all the Minnesota faction. This agent had to discharge his weapon in self-defense. But there was Tampon Tim in a primetime address. He was urging Minnesotans to stalk, harass, and record ICE agents. First, he lied about what ICE agents are doing.
ICE agents are going door to door, ordering people to point out where their neighbors of color live. They're pulling over people indiscriminately, including U.S. citizens, and demanding to see their papers. And at grocery stores, at bus stops, even at our schools, they're breaking windows, dragging pregnant women down the street, just plain grabbing Minnesotans and shoving them into unmarked vans, kidnapping innocent people with no warning and no due process. Let's be very, very clear. This long ago stopped being a matter of immigration enforcement. Instead, it's a campaign of organized brutality against the people of Minnesota by our own federal government.
A lot of lies to unpack there, but the fact of due process, if you've entered into the country illegally, our immigration law, I think it's U.S. Code 18, Section 111, if I'm not mistaken, says you are to be removed. That is your due process. I mean, if you're in the country legally, you don't have documents, you don't have papers, you can't prove that you're a citizen, out you go. That is due process.
Simple.
And many of these immigration judges have already heard some of these people, and they've issued deportation orders. That's what ICE has, and they're holding that type of, they have a checklist of people that they either have deportation orders outstanding, or again, have overstayed their visas. And that is due process. Now, pregnant women are being dragged down the street unless they're lying in the street trying to obstruct the ICE agents. And then they're not dragged. They are removed. I saw a woman being carried out face down yesterday claiming that she had a brain injury. Well, that explains it. But then Walls goes on to urge people to whip out their phones and stalk, harass, record, because when Trump's out of office, they're coming after the ICE agents.
All across Minnesota, people are learning about opportunities, not just to resist, but to help people who are in danger. Thousands upon thousands of our fellow Minnesotans are going to be relying on mutual aid in the days and weeks to come, and they need our support. Tonight, I want to share another way you can help. Witness. Help us establish a record of exactly what's happening in our communities. You have an absolute right to peacefully film ICE agents as they conduct these activities. So carry your phone with you at all times. And if you see these ICE agents in your neighborhood, take out that phone and hit record. Help us create a database of the atrocities against Minnesotans, not just to establish a record for posterity, but to bank evidence for future prosecution.
Meanwhile, the Department of Homeland Security demanding that Tampon Tim and Jacob Small Fry and the rest of the Democrats in Minnesota, that they honor the ICE detainers. And they're alleging, this is Trisha McLaughlin, of a spokesperson for DHS, that hundreds of criminal illegal aliens have been released under Walls and his regime. There are over 1,300 criminal illegal aliens currently in Minnesota custody.
Protect 13, his voters.
1,300. They'd rather protect the murderers and the rapists and the kidnappers and the pedophiles than they would the people of Minnesota. And I want you to let that sink in, because this is your modern-day Democrat Party. They are, and again, this is an 80-20 issue. Most Americans, if you poll them, they support ICE in what they're doing. They want to be, you want to be safe in your home, safe at school, safe at the supermarket, but you are not safe today with all these illegal criminal aliens that Joe Biden and the open border reconquistas let into our country. 6:43, traffic, weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
A couple of new things now. Eastbound I-70, there's a report of an accident around Marriottsville Road. It might be just after Marriottsville Road. I'm looking at the camera right here at the split at Route 40, and already some brake lights there. So if you're coming in on 70 after Route 32, you can make it to the split, and then you might want to work your way in onto Route 40 from there. So we'll try to get some more information. If it's before Marriottsville Road, that would help out. If it's after Marriottsville Road and over towards Bethany Lane, could be more of a problem, but we're already slowing with brake lights on I-70 eastbound. There's a report of a minor wreck. Seeing a few brake lights, the wreck reported southbound on the BW Parkway between 197 and 198 as you're going into Prince George's County. A little bit more of an update on the wreck on the Capitol Beltway. It was minor, but now it's crowding the right lane on the inner loop at New Hampshire Avenue in Montgomery County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 55 Weather Authority forecast, sunny, windy, colder today. Highs only going to be near freezing, but with wind chills going to be in the low 20s, upper teens, and very, very cold tonight as well with the wind chills in single digits. So the temperatures are going to continue to drop. Right now we're windy and 31 in Bel Air, 32 in Millersville. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name of Bubba Johnson.
We can stay up late, swapping manly stories, and in the morning, I'm making waffles.
Waffles.
Yes, jump back, kiss myself.
Taco Bell has announced their $3 or less luxury value menu.
Luxury.
It features 10 menu items for $3 or less, including the mini taco salad, beefy potato-loaded griller, chips and nacho supreme dip, avocado ranch chicken stacker, and the salted caramel churros. If you are so duly motivated there. Heinz has made a fry box with a built-in ketchup pocket.
Mm. Hey,
there's an idea.
That's convenient.
I've had that for years.
Yeah. It's
just
right.
Get a Dixie cup and
it's called your
it
lap.
Use the shirt plate.
Dub the Heinz Dipper. The company wanted to give French fry lovers even more reason to enjoy their favorite snack. So basically, it's a French fry box with a little kind of a side pocket. And you can put your ketchup there and you put it in your cup holder and you can
dip away.
Dip away.
Yeah.
Right.
Very nice.
Cup of Noodles has released ramen flavored chicken wing flavors.
So I can deal with that.
Cup of Noodles, spicy buffalo ranch flavored, garlic parmesan, and lemon pepper chicken wing flavors for your ramen noodles.
Nice. I always feel like they taste the same, though. You buy a shrimp.
It's salty, and it's the best.
Yeah.
Especially when you're, wow.
Have you ever seen a Walmart drone deliver yet in your neighborhood?
No.
No.
I'd be afraid.
Now, Walmart, as their drone delivery, they're going to expand to more locations. Right now, they're in L.A., St. Louis, Cincinnati, and Miami. They're expanding to Houston, Orlando, Charlotte, and Tampa.
Bring it on.
Bring it on.
I'd be afraid it would drop the package.
That's what I would be afraid of.
And well, that's Walmart's issue.
Yeah.
You know, that's their liability.
If we're going to be hit by, all kinds of things when they're driving to work, it's like, oh, no.
If it drops on you, you get to keep it.
We understand
exactly.
That the spot that Chuck used to have his hot tub in the backyard,
yeah.
There's now a landing pad for the Walmart drone.
Big circle with a plus sign in it. The landing lights
then
on each
that
side.
Means you're pregnant.
Oh, that means you can get deliveries in the middle of the night.
That's what I'm saying.
If you got some landing lights on that bad boy.
Sure.
All right, Chuck. Thank you. Appreciate it. See you in a couple. Yeah. 6:47:13 before the hour. Let's go to the phones. Jeff is in Phoenix. Good morning, Jeff.
Don, good morning. When one runs for political office, one must solicit, unless they self-fund, contributions from hardworking, law-abiding, tax-paying citizens. I find it hard to believe, and if anyone disagrees, I would encourage them to call you because I'd love to hear their perspective. I find it hard to believe that 95% of Minnesotans or Marylanders who elected these people want chaos, destruction, and death. We are supposed to live in a civil society. And quite frankly, if one is elected and they promote and encourage this, they are nothing short of rat-fink idiot morons, the village idiots, if you will. And it's just, there has got to be more behind this than these. I mean, can you imagine that Tim, I just threw a mental block on his last name.
Walls.
Minnesota. Yeah, Tim Walls was going to be vice president of the United States. The other thing is, Sean, people don't peel back the layers. Read the oath of office that these people take. When after working very hard, they are finally elected. None of it, none of the oath, I can only speak for Maryland because I've pulled it up more than once.
Right.
None of it says anything about promoting and encouraging death, destruction, and chaos. And regarding the ICE agent who actually has internal bleeding from being hit by that car, notwithstanding the fact, how do two women have a wife and a wife? Who's the husband? The whole thing, Sean, is just unbelievable propaganda to attempt to keep the great American citizens at each other's throats. And notwithstanding the fact, I leave you with this, you mentioned something about the fraud in nonprofits. Remember when people would go to their local places of worship when they needed help or mm-hmm. their families?
Yep.
It's nuts, Sean.
Now, faith-based, I find faith-based charities and organizations are much more efficient, much more helpful yeah. than any government agency, be it city, state, or federal. So it's a great point.
Amen.
Jeff, thanks so much. Always
John.
A pleasure. Good to hear from you. That's Jeff, who's head of the Patriot Club of Maryland, and he's always sits in for us here sometimes on Casey and Company. All right, 6:50. Coming up next, Democrats are pushing solar to solve Maryland's energy crisis, but is it enough?
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
If you're taking a closer look at your financial future, now is the time to talk with someone you trust. Own a business and want to understand your valuation or start planning an exit strategy? Maybe you want a fresh set of eyes on your investment portfolio. That's where Tim Herb, financial advisor at RBC Wealth Management, comes in. Tim explains things clearly, helps you build a plan, giving you confidence and moving forward. Connect with Tim Herb, RBC Wealth Management. Take the next step toward a more secure financial future.
RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets LLC, registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA SIPC. WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
A lot can happen in an hour. We'll update you at the top of it, minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Eight before the hour of 7 o'clock on this Thursday morning. Thanks for tuning us in here at Casey & Company. Remember, you can stream us, listen to us on your car radio, either on the terrestrial side or on the digital side. Love having you part of the show. Four articles of impeachment have been filed against Tampon Tim. They are, one, allowed massive fraud despite being warned. Two, engaged in the cover-up of said fraud. Three, let agencies keep running with zero new safeguards against that fraud. And four, ignored safeguards and failed to force compliance with anti-fraud rules. He is a criminal. He should be indicted. And let's just see what the Trump Justice Department comes up with. I mean, they've got investigators on the ground as we speak in Minnesota. That's why he's ratcheting up this rhetoric against the Trump administration, against ICE agents. He is intentionally trying to create chaos, confusion, and frankly, rebellion. And that would be called insurrection. 6:53, traffic and weather on the threes. And once again with the update, here's the king of all Walmart deliveries, Chuck Whitaker.
Just don't look up.
I can see the guy running the Walmart drone. Look, there's a guy right there next to a golf course. He's got a catcher's mitt.
Next thing you know, they drop a grill on you. What happens?
It's the Blackstone Brothers came to live.
That's right.
The eastbound side of I-70, the accident appears to be now, which would not help. Eastbound after Marriottsville Road, we're backed up on 70 as you're coming in from Route 32 right to the split. Now, I'm looking at traffic on Route 40 coming past Turf Valley, and they're getting into the left turn lane, taking the ramp, and then going back over to the interstate. So not really sure if you're going to run into it again, but at least you're ahead of the pack at that point. But there is a lot of traffic going straight on Route 40, and they're going to have to go all the way in to 29 and then come back up to 70. So we're getting a little bit of a mess there on the west side in Howard County for the traffic, both on I-70 and eastbound on Route 40. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cold. That's it. Four letters, one word. Sunny, windy, cold today, near freezing. Wind chills, low 20s, upper teens tonight. Clear, cold, lows in the teens, wind chills, single digits, and that continues into tomorrow. Right now, partly cloudy, 32 in the city. It is 34 in Stevensville. So yesterday was opening day of the Maryland General Insane Asylum, and just to prove their insanity, Democrats gathered to push their solution to the looming fiscal, we already have a fiscal crisis, but the looming energy crisis here in Maryland. We're all watching now. We import 40% of our electric. We're shutting down coal-burning plants. There's not enough solar, wind, or whatever to power the entire state. That is a cold, hard fact. But here is Delegate Lauren Charcutian and Senator Benjamin Brooks. They're sponsoring this measure to increase solar energy production in the state and help deal with rising energy bills. And the first words out of Delegate Charcutian's mouth prove that she's Trump deranged.
This year, the new threat is Trump and the MAGA regime that is hell-bent on lining the pockets of their fossil fuel buddies.
Yeah, our fossil fuel buddies that keep our homes warm, that keep our cars on the go, able to air condition our homes in the summer, through oil and gas and natural gas and shale and so on and so forth. Sorry, lady, your solar panels don't cut it. But Senator Brooks says, hey, it's the cheapest way to go.
And we know that it is the cheapest, it is the fastest deployable, it is the cleanest.
You wonder where these people get their facts. First off, it's not the cheapest, it's not the fastest deployable, and it's maybe the cleanest, I guess. There's no carbon footprint, so maybe he gets one out of three on that. But at the end of the day, this just won't work. Charcutian is still pushing solar as the answer, and clearly solar's been around for how long now? 10, 15, maybe 20 years? And we still don't have the kind of energy that we need from it.
The competitive procurement allows it to make sure we're getting the best bang for the buck while bringing the price down and still making sure that we're getting solar built. So New Jersey's been doing it for a few years, and we think it's a preferable way to do it in Maryland.
Well, if New Jersey's been doing it, why are they in an energy crisis? Just like Maryland. Just like Maryland, their energy crisis is just as bad. So if New Jersey's been doing it, why would we want to do the same thing that the idiots in New Jersey are doing? I mean, it's laughable. Fox 25's Jessica Babb then asked her about, what about the rates under the new solar increased production?
And I know you mentioned up there that, you know, this bill would help provide relief to ratepayers. How much relief would people actually see on their bills?
Yeah. So I think the thing that this bill can guarantee in its implementation is that there'll be no increase in bills.
Oh, gee, thanks. We're not going to be able to cut your bill. We're going to guarantee, no politician can guarantee a damn thing. You know, and for that fool, and she is a fool, to get up there and say, we're going to guarantee there'll be no increase in bills. Sorry, lady, we do not believe you for 1 second. But this, to me, was, I think, the most laughable comment that she made in the interview following the press conference with Fox 45.
I just ask folks to show me what policies in statute actually have led to rising costs, because there isn't anything. I can't sort of find what that is.
All right, listeners, we're gonna charge you with the answer. Okay, she just said she's just giving you a challenge. Can you point to a policy or a statute or anything the Democrats have done that have contributed to rising energy costs in the state of Maryland? I will just tell you this. I don't want to take all your answers because we're gonna have some fun with this here this morning. I will tell you this right now. I just got my notice from Constellation Energy that they can no longer provide my. I had a 3-year contract with them, okay, and I had a really good electric rate, I mean, below what they're charging now, and it was locked in for 3 years. The Maryland General Insane Asylum, run by the supermajority progressive Marxists, they changed the law to where they canceled any existing contract.
That happened to me, too.
Yeah, same thing happened to you, Michelle?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Same thing. So now, as of January 27th or 28th, whatever it is, now I've got to go. I've got one provider. It's BGE. That's all I can have.
Yes.
There's no other choice. They killed electric choice in the state of Maryland.
And then they shut down plants.
Right. They shut down the coal plants. And some of them have been kept open on an emergency basis. They're not building more. So, again, what policies or procedures or protocols have the Democrats established that have basically caused the energy crisis? Delegate Charcutian can't think of a single one. Let's give her some help, shall we? 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM 680. You can email us am680@wcbm.com or text into the show. It is 7 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. An act of self-defense is how Homeland Security describes the latest ICE-involved shooting in Minneapolis. Authorities say a Venezuelan national and a couple of others attacked a federal agent with a shovel and a broomstick. The shovel-wielding man was shot in the leg. The confrontation further enraged protesters. State Department planning to suspend the processing of immigrant visas for citizens of 75 countries. They're nationals considered likely to require public assistance while living in the U.S.
State officials say they instructed consular officers to halt immigrant visa applications from the countries affected. Officials say they did this in accordance with a broader order issued in November that tightened rules around potential immigrants who might become public charges in the U.S. But the suspension won't apply to applicants seeking non-immigrant or temporary tourist or business visas. The suspension of visas begins January 21st.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. Iranian human rights monitors say the crackdown on anti-regime protests in Iran has claimed at least 2,600 lives. President Trump says a deadly bloodshed may finally be coming to an end.
We've been told that the killing in Iran is stopping, and it's stopped, and it's stopping. And there's no plan for executions or executions.
And it now appears President's taking a wait-and-see approach on possible U.S. intervention in Iran. Today, the President will welcome Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado to the White House. The Senate, meanwhile, has defeated a resolution that would have required Mr. Trump to get congressional approval before targeting the Venezuelan regime again. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are up 44 points. NASDAQ futures 218 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Sheepdog, in theaters January 16th.
I just want to wake up in the morning and feel something.
U.S. Army veteran Calvin Cole confronts his past and through the tough love and support of his community finds the courage to rebuild.
Sometimes we gotta fall apart to find ourselves all over again.
Raw, real, and powerful. Critics hail Sheepdog as one of the best films of the year, and The Charlie Kirk Show declares it a must-see film. See Sheepdog in theaters Friday, January 16th. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent.
Career changers, including veterans and active duty service members. Your transition starts here. Go from GI to IT in a matter of months. Become a certified cyber warrior with training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, offering IT pros great opportunities and a rewarding lifestyle while protecting our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. Deploy your career in IT today at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
VA education benefits are available to those who qualify.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Delays on I-70 eastbound, the accident near Marriottsville Road, and the update now from the state highway says it's blocking the right lane. So right at that point, we get a backup that goes back to the split at Route 40. If you're coming in from Route 32, definitely a heads up. Moving ahead, you'll have brake lights and solid traffic there. There is a lot of traffic detouring onto Route 40 over through the light at Marriottsville Road, and then eventually you can stay on 40 to 29 and come back up to the interstate from there. Heads up on the outside of the Beltway, Liberty Road at Washington Avenue. Report of a pedestrian accident there. I just looked at the camera right at the Beltway. Don't see any impact there. But as you're coming in from Rolling Road, you're right outside of the Beltway on Liberty Road. Heads up, some flashing lights should be at the scene. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly sunny, windy, and colder today with highs near freezing and wind chills in the teens. Tonight, mostly clear and frigid as lows fall into the teens and feel like temperatures fall into the single digits. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
36 degrees in Parkville and 36 in Hunt Valley. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Johnny Olszewski says no one is above the law and it's time to put survivors over politics when it comes to the Jeffrey Epstein investigation. The second district representative referenced former President Clinton and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton in a social media post, saying they've been issued a congressional subpoena to testify in the Epstein investigation and they must comply. The Clintons did not show for their scheduled depositions this week, accusing House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer of selective prosecution. And the state's Department of Legislative Services and Maryland Public Television are providing live coverage of the General Assembly session in Annapolis. Gavel-to-gavel floor coverage of the Maryland House and Senate can be accessed at mglegmaryland.gov. MPT has been providing live stream coverage of House floor sessions since 2020. Last night's winning Maryland lottery pick three was 573, the pick four, 4819. 7:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, right now we have a politically divided country, trade wars, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, and the list goes on. Now, do you think that these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? Look, if you're not prepared, you could be in for a very rude awakening. Now, you've saved and been able to grow your money. You don't want to have to make it again. Call my guys, Rod Barowy and Paresh Shaw with the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Now, Rod and Paresh, now they're published authors, radio hosts right here on WCBM. Now they can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your entire retirement plan. Now, do you want to get a handle on your retirement? Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call them now at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Schedule an in-person or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120. Or check them out online at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Gary has the morning off. I'm Sean Casey. Stein on Sports brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, keeping you warm and toasty all winter long. Well, there's news on the John Harbaugh front. The Giants have their next head coach. According to ESPN, they finalized an agreement with Coach Harbaugh as their next head coach. Contract numbers are still being negotiated. Meanwhile, the Ravens completed their 10th potential coach interview. This time it's Chargers defensive coordinator Jesse Minter. He was with Harbaugh and the Ravens from 2017 to 2020. The team formerly known as the Redskins will reportedly add the son of team legend to the coaching staff. DJ Williams, son of Super Bowl MVP Doug Williams, will become the team's new quarterback's coach. The Orioles have retained one of their waiver claims. Baltimore outrighted outfielder John Kenzie Noel to AAA Norfolk before he cleared waivers. Caps back on the ice tonight. They're going to host the San Jose Sharks, who they drilled back on the road in December by a score of 7-1. That's a look at Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. but it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at am680@wcbm.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Michelle Double X Drasella. Top stories coming up in this hour. Harford County leaders are calling on Dr. Bolson to be fired as a result of the latest developments there in his little New Orleans trip with the woman in the green dress. Democrats' war on women continue. A couple examples to share with you here this morning. But Iran, the situation in Iran threatens to, look, I think in the long term, taking Iran down, having the murder mullahs of Iran flee the country, return the country to the people of Iran, will be the best thing that can happen for peace in the Middle East. Here's Senator Ted Cruz. We are recognizing Iran is on the brink.
We could see in the coming weeks and even the coming days the regime in Iran fall. The Ayatollah and the mullahs removed from power by the Iranian people. Over a million of them are rising up.
The streets of Iran and Tehran and Isfahan lined with dead bodies. According to doctors that are treating, they said the people are drowning in blood. But yet the people refuse to break. We just now are hearing that the Kurds, they have claimed to have captured the Revolutionary Guard headquarters in the city of Kermanshah, Iran. There are thousands of people that have been murdered. Apparently, a bank is near failure as Iran is in full revolt. We're hearing now that, according to Scott Bessent, Treasury Secretary, they are tracking huge sums of money being wired out of Tehran into foreign countries like Qatar and elsewhere. So the leaders, the mullahs, and the military generals and so on and so forth, they know that their time is ending, or it's coming to a conclusion. Therefore, they're trying to ransack and raid the country of all their money. But Iran still is threatening President Trump. They issued a sickening threat against him yesterday, broadcasting a picture of Trump during the 2024 Butler rally assassination attempt with the words, "This time it will not miss the target." Trump, on the other hand, is trying to take the diplomatic road first and saying that he's getting word that the mass killings have stopped in Iran.
We have been informed by very important sources on the other side, and they've said the killing has stopped and the executions won't take place. There was supposed to be a lot of executions today and that the executions won't take place.
Meanwhile, Reuters is reporting that the president will take military action within 24 hours. What the hell does Reuters know? Okay, so I wouldn't believe a damn word they say. I will point out that the fleet that's necessary to be put in theater is still within six days or so. They need to get there first if that's how they're going to launch any kind of air strike. So it's coming maybe now, between now and 6 days, maybe never. Maybe Iran falls on its own, which would be the preferable way. But President Trump told the Iranian regime that are hanging protesters, that are gunning them down in the streets, we will take very strong action. Reza Pahlavi, the former Shah of Iran, saying that the real Iran is a different Iran. It's a beautiful, peace-loving, and flourishing Iran. It is Iran that existed before the Islamic Republic, and it is an Iran that will rise again from the ashes the day the Islamic Republic fails. So he says, let me be clear about how free Iran will act toward its neighbors and the world. And he said that Iran's nuclear military program will end. Support for terrorist groups will cease immediately. A free Iran will work with regional and global partners to confront terrorism, organized crime, drug trafficking, and extremist Islamism. Iran will act as a friend and stabilizing force in the nation. And in diplomacy, relations with the U.S. and normalize our friendship with America and her people will be restored. The state of Israel will be recognized immediately. We will pursue the expansion of the Abraham Accords into the Cyrus Accords, bringing together a free Iran, Israel, and the Arab world. A new chapter will begin. Is it possible? I do believe if Iran falls, it is indeed possible, a new chapter and a peaceful Middle East. And then you only really have Gaza and a few, you know, like ISIS and a few bad actors to deal with. But boy, would that be a significant accomplishment. So keep the people of Iran in your thoughts and prayers. They need it during these revolutionary times in Iran. 713 traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Whiskey Nuts Johnson.
Looking at I-97 southbound of Route 32. If you're heading towards Annapolis, good to go there. It's clear at the bridge at 178. And then it looks good as we merge into 50 at I-97. All the lanes are open. No issues today at the Bay Bridge. A little cloud cover today, so not the bright sunshine or the great sunrise we've had the last couple of days. All the lanes are open between Oceanic Drive coming over to Ritchie Highway and eventually towards I-97 with the lanes clear. There's an active fire call in the city, and I do believe they're just arriving now. Wilkins Avenue around Monroe Street on the southwest side. We'll keep an ear on that. Had a report of a wrecked pedestrian may have been hit. Liberty Road at Washington Avenue. That's right outside the Beltway. And eastbound I-70 was still having a problem. The wreck was around Marriottsville Road. Delays went back beyond the split at Route 40 West. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for your Thursday. Sunny, windy, very cold. The highs today only near freezing. Wind chills are going to send the wind chill factor down in the low 20s, upper teens for the daytime. Tonight, clear with wind chill factors down into the single digits. So it is going to be a cold, a three-dog night, as they say in Australia. That's where the group got its name. That's right. Right now, 31 and clear in Glen Burnie, 32 in Edgewater. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
All right, all eyes on the Greenland, as the we've now heard from their foreign minister, from their prime minister, from everybody. They're saying Greenland is willing to expand the 1951 agreement with the United States, but they don't want to be owned by the United States or leased to the United States at all. They talks yesterday with Secretary Rubio and Vice President Vance did not bear any fruit, but sometimes that's how negotiations start. President Trump is insistent on that the United States must get Greenland.
Greenland is very important for the national security, including of Denmark. And the problem is, there's not a thing that Denmark can do about it if Russia or China wants to occupy Greenland. But there's everything we can do. You found that out last week with Venezuela. There's everything we can do about things such as that. Not going to happen.
So why is Greenland so important to national security? Well, the president basically told us that they're crucial. They're a must-have if we're going to implement the Golden Dome.
We're doing the Golden Dome. We're doing a lot of things, and we really need it. If we don't go in, Russia's going to go in, and China's going to go in. And there's not a thing that Denmark can do about it, but we can do everything about it.
By the way, President Trump is moving to deport Somali criminals, including Ilhan Omar, after billions in dollars of fraud have been exposed. So we were just talking about that just the other day, weren't we? And on Truth Social, he posted just the other day that it was time for Omar to go. And that she needs to be deported along with the rest of the Somali criminals that are defrauding the United States government. So we'll see what happens there. Calling for the detailed consumer price index that was released this week, showing no substantive inflation from tariffs at all. That would basically, hopefully, silence many of the critics, even the so-called conservative economists out there that play economic experts sometimes on the radio. Trump knows what he is doing. Speaker Johnson saying it is time for the second reconciliation bill. It might be as beautiful, may not be as big.
The reason you use reconciliation, because it's the one way to get around the 60-vote threshold necessity in the Senate. Democrats don't want to help solve any problem. They want issues for the upcoming election. So a lot of this we've got to do on our own. So the reconciliation bill that we're putting together right now will be just as beautiful, but not as big as the one last year.
Now, do us a favor and codify all the president's executive orders into law, and I'll feel much better about, when Trump leaves office. Meanwhile, Kevin Hassett, who has been rumored to be a candidate for the chairman of the Fed when Jerome Too-Late Powell leaves in May, he's saying that the Maganomics is working really well.
Goods inflation almost zero, wages skyrocketing, productivity skyrocketing, the trade deficit cut in half. It's just astonishing. The budget deficit down $600 billion from last year. So everything is working about as good as I've ever seen it work on the economy.
On the Katie Miller podcast, it's Stephen Miller's wife. RFK Jr. told a funny story about Dr. Oz and President Trump and his testosterone levels.
He's got his incredible health. Mm-hmm. Dr. Oz looked at his medical records and said he's got the highest testosterone level that he's ever seen for an individual over 70 years old. I know the president will be happy that I repeat that.
That is a true alpha male, isn't it? Donald J. Trump. A rogue Biden judge blocking Trump administration from withholding food stamp funds from Minnesota despite the evidence of widespread rampant fraud. I would start investigating these judges as well. 46 House Republicans joined the Democrats to kill Chip Roy's amendment to defund staff budgets for rogue judges like James Boasberg and Deborah Boardman, who have been a thorn in the side of the Trump administration. Senate Republicans did have Trump's back. They struck down the Venezuela War Powers Resolution. Two GOP senators flipped. You know the usual suspects, right? That was Josh Hawley and Todd Young flipped and voted to strike down the resolution. The others were, of course, Rand Paul and Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski. It was a 50-50 tie. Vice President Vance had to break that tie. And more problems for Speaker Johnson and the GOP majority. Neil Dunn of Florida has announced he will retire after five terms in the U.S. House of Representatives, and that retirement is going to be immediate. That would trigger a critical March 10th special election. So we can only lose one vote right now, and that's a reason why March 10th is going to be very critical. Now, this is in the Panhandle, which is a red area, so there's a 95% chance that's going to be a Republican to replace him, but that's how slim the margins are. And that's the way it was 361 days into the new golden age.
And we are just getting started.
Y-M-C-A. 7:21. Joining us now on our hotline is Stephen Friedman from the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. Good morning, Stephen.
Hey, Sean. Good morning. It's been a little bit, so Happy New Year to you. And
Happy New Year as well.
CBM listeners. So this morning I want to discuss what we call alternative dispute resolutions, or ADR for short, specifically arbitrations and mediations. What's the difference between them and why they're so effective? So first of all, an arbitration is binding in nature and can't be appealed. That's the settlement figure. Usually a retired judge or lawyer will hear the facts and defenses of a case and give a settlement figure at the end. So prior to the plaintiff and defense picking an arbiter, they will come up with what we call a high-low figure. So this figure will not be disclosed to the arbiter. So, for example, before the arbitration, the low in the case could be $50,000, and the high in the case could be $100,000. So this guarantees that the plaintiff will walk away with some money. So if the arbiter in that situation comes back with an award of $30,000, at least the plaintiff gets $50,000. So it's a great way to get a case settled before a trial. On the other hand, you have mediation. And mediation is a non-binding type of resolution with no high or low. So usually, similar to an arbitration, the parties will select either a lawyer or a retired judge to hear the case. They'll hear testimony from the plaintiff, and the plaintiff will also be cross-examined. But in the mediation, the mediator actually tries to help negotiate a settlement. And if for some reason the plaintiff's not happy with the figure, they can proceed to trial. So why are these so important? Well, number one, it's very cost-effective. You know, going to trial costs thousands of dollars from the plaintiff's end because they have to pay for medical experts. In arbitrations and mediations, they do not. Number two, it's much faster than going to trial. After a lawsuit's filed, you might not have a trial date for 18 months, but with an ADR, it can be scheduled at any time. Number three, it really lessens the anxiety for the plaintiff because most arbitrations and mediations can be done over Zoom, so they don't have to be fearful about going into the courtroom. And number four, there's a known outcome. You're definitely going to get a money settlement. When you go to trial, it's always risky. You don't know what the outcome is. So these are important, mediations and arbitrations. So, folks, if you've been in any type of personal injury accident, give us a call, 410-363-6848. We've been doing this for decades. We will get you an outstanding settlement, or if we do need to go to trial, we'll get you a great result. All right? We will talk to you next Tuesday at our regular scheduled time, Sean, and hope everybody has a great weekend.
Thanks, Stephen. You do the same, and stay warm out there. It's chilly.
It is. All right. Thank you.
All right. Have a good one. That's Stephen Friedman. Law Office of Michael A. Friedman, 410-363-6848, toll-free, 1-800-782-7203, online at maflaw.com. 723, traffic and weather on the threes.
Be sure to listen to say.
And now, with the update, it's time for Chuck Whitaker with all the latest.
Why are you whispering?
Because I didn't hear the sounder, and I just thought maybe we'd be quiet.
Well, I didn't hear it either.
And we would just sneak a traffic report in, unbeknownst to anyone else.
Try to fool an old man, huh? It's all right.
Or the old man is a fool, one or the other.
Well, it's all up for grabs, Mr. Casey. Eastbound I-70 looks a little better now right here at the split at Route 40. That would indicate that they have the accident vehicles off the roadway now up ahead at Marriottsville Road. We were backed up pretty solidly right here at Route 40. So now that's improving. Some of the traffic still on Route 40 going beyond Marriottsville Road at Turf Valley. Here's a little hint. After that, we're good all the way into Route 29 with some heavy traffic there. That's an active fire call in the city. There's all kinds of equipment around Monroe Street, Wilkins Avenue, over on the southwest side. That seems to be the hot spot, no pun intended, for the fires the last couple of weeks. And now, again, they're out there today with another dwelling fire in that area. So if you're on Monroe Street or on Wilkins Avenue, you'll have local delays through that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast: sunny, windy, and cold today. Highs near freezing, and the wind chill factor down in the low 20s, upper teens. Even bitterly cold tonight. Clear with the wind chills in the single digits. So it's not going to be a very pleasant evening, that's for sure. Right now, it's clear at 31 in the city, 31 in Pasadena. Coming up right after the 7:30 news, the Democrat war on women continues, and I just do not understand. We'll talk a little bit about that, why the party that is pretty much dominated by women is waging war on its own. It's fascinating to me, this whole dynamic, and we'll talk about that coming up right after the 7:30 news. Folks texting into the show, Ron says, screw the fleet, launch the B-2s, and crush the mullahs. Yeah, a lot of folks would like to see that end. Weighing in on some of the other issues we've talked about regarding the solar energy, solving that crisis. We have told that the Democrats launched the Climate Solution Act of 2022. That was the impetus. That was the beginning of the war on fossil fuels. Remember, it's the Democrats declare war on fossil fuels, that it's Democrat Governor Wes Moore who does not want you to be able to buy a gas-powered vehicle after 2035 in the state of Maryland. That is a policy or statute that has led to this. They've declared war on fossil fuels. They've just, and this solar isn't going to cut it. You can't power the state on solar alone. Even if you combine solar and wind, and these windmills are awful. They're all made in China, the windmills. They kill birds. I understand they're like taking out bald eagles like never before. Again, they don't last that long. So where do you? They end up in the trash pile, in the dump, in the scrap heap. and they don't generate anywhere near the power, wind and solar, that we need to power the entire state. Then you got these data centers. We'll talk about that a little bit with Mackenzie Frost a little bit later on this morning when she goes in-depth, because she'll be live from the State House tonight at 5:30 on Fox 45. She'll have all the leadership on as well. But it's a mess. So, again, these are actions that Democrat politicians have suggested or have enacted as part of legislation. And they've taken away electric choice. Here they're about ready to take people's land in the MPRP power grab to service these energy data centers with the energy that they need. They should be required to provide their own energy, as hopefully Congressman Chris Burnett he is suggesting these small modular reactors that have been used in other states already and successfully with no threat to the people at all. So that's all part of it. We just haven't been able to get the that message across to our legislators. Eugene says, I just found out there's a vending machine tax in East California, a.k.a. Maryland, as if the products in them aren't expensive enough. Yeah, it's a Gino and Forest Hill. Yeah, that was passed last year. The vending machine tax was passed last year. And so they will basically, in this state, if it doesn't move, they'll tax it. They'll tax animate, inanimate objects, you name it, just about everything. And the latest proposal is to tax guns, accessories, and ammunition. So that's what we're up against, folks, at least in the beginning. This is day two of the Maryland General Insane Asylum. We'll get caught up to date tomorrow with our partners at the Baltimore Sun. And also Nino Mangione, Delegate Mangione, goes on the House as well. Vinny Steele is your Home Sold Guarantee Realty Company, and Vinny's got he's got all sorts of programs that will help you sell your home for the asking price you want, the time frame that you need. For instance, there's the Sell Your Home, Stay in Your Home program. You can actually sell it, but stay in your home for up to 12 months while you look for another home. It takes all that pressure and stress out of looking for that another home, trying to time the sale, etc. There is the Fixer Upper program where if your house needs repair and you don't feel like dealing with the contractors and so on and so forth, they'll take care of that for you, and they'll just subtract the cost of whatever the repairs are at settlement. And then there's the Trade in Your Home program, much like you would a vehicle. You can trade in your home for a different home somewhere else. So call Vinny today for all the details. 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515. Tell him I told you to call. That's Vinny Steele, your Home Sold Guarantee Realty Company. It is 7:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, the update. Here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. City police are investigating a murder in South Baltimore. Officers were called to the 2500 block of Terra Firma Road shortly after 9 Wednesday night for a report of a shooting victim in the street. The 30-year-old victim was taken to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. Police are asking the public for any information that could lead to a suspect in the case. Two men suffered non-life-threatening injuries after a Wednesday morning shooting in North Baltimore. Police were on routine patrol in the 2700 block of West Cold Spring Lane shortly before 11 a.m. when they found a gunshot victim. A few minutes later, a second victim was found nearby in the 4400 block of Reisterstown Road. Both men were taken to hospitals for treatment. Investigators say the victims were in the 2700 block of West Cold Spring Lane when they were shot. Anne Arundel County Police made significant progress in reducing violent crime in 2025. Officials report a 47% reduction in citizen robberies, a 30% decline in stolen autos, a 27% drop in carjackings, and a 13% reduction in sex offenses and rapes. The police department's investigations also included 11 murders last year, one more than the previous year's total, which was the lowest number of murders in more than a decade. County leaders say the overall reductions are a testament to the police department's proactive patrol work, data-driven strategy to identify crime patterns, and the responsible use of technology. And the Baltimore City Health Department has issued a code blue extreme cold alert from this evening through Friday morning due to a forecast of wind chills in the teens. The extreme cold can be dangerous and pose serious health risks to residents, particularly those exposed to the cold for extended periods of time. It's 7:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
You still thinking job change in the new year?
Yeah, I need something that's in high demand and more stable in this economy.
IT?
Yeah, cybersecurity, maybe even AI.
That's what I did.
Really? How?
Went to My Computer Career. You don't need any prior experience, and you could start your new career in a matter of months. A lot of IT pros go to school there, too, to level up.
Sweet. Are classes online or on campus?
Both.
Wow, I'll check it out. Thanks.
Make this your year. Take the free career evaluation now at mycomputercareer.edu. An elite CompTIA certification partner.
Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
At Audion Hearing, our mission is simple: to make better hearing affordable for everyone. We're proud to offer high-quality, rechargeable hearing aids starting at just $98. Clear, comfortable, and ready to use right out of the box. And here's a study worth hearing. Research shows that wearing hearing aids can reduce your risk of dementia by up to 61%. Join over 1 million happy customers and hear the difference today by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We're slowing again. Eastbound I-70 coming in from Route 32. The wreck we thought was clear because the backup was pretty much gone up at Marriottsville Road. But they might be removing one of the vehicles there, so we're slow again as you're coming east into the split at Route 40 on I-70. So some traffic can take the ramp and then use Route 40. If you're staying on I-70, you'll have a delay after Route 32 on the eastbound side. There is a new report of a wreck. We're seeing the slowing on the BW Parkway northbound at Route 197. Already some backups there, about a half-mile delay. We're right in the area, 15 to 20-minute delay southbound. The lane are open at both the harbor tunnels. Normal stuff on the Beltway. JFX at Ruxton Road is still good. And keep in mind, we still have the active fire call in the city. A lot of activity on the southwest side at Monroe Street at Wilkins Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly sunny, windy, and colder today with highs near freezing and wind chills in the teens. Tonight, mostly clear and frigid as lows fall into the teens and feel like temperatures fall into the single digits. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Gary has the morning off. I'm Sean Casey with Stein on Sports, brought to you by Greeben Wealth Management Systems. John Harbaugh is going to land in the Big Apple. ESPN reports the G-men, the New York Football Giants, are working to finalize an agreement with the coach, and the contract numbers are still being negotiated. Meanwhile, the Ravens completed their 10th potential coach interview. That would be with the Chargers defensive coordinator Jesse Minter yesterday. He was a defensive assistant under the Ravens coach Harbaugh back in 2017 through 2020. The team formerly known as the Redskins reportedly had the team of a son of a team legend, Doug Williams, Super Bowl MVP. DJ Williams become their new quarterback's coach. The Orioles have retained one of the waiver claims. They've outrighted outfielder John Kenzie Knoll to AAA Norfolk after he cleared waivers. Team claimed Knoll from the Cleveland Guardians earlier this month. Caps will be back on the ice tonight, set to host the Sharks. They beat San Jose 7-1 in December. The Nats are leaving their longtime TV home. The team announced Wednesday it was partnering with the Major League Baseball to broadcast games locally, ending its longtime partnership with Masson. The network had broadcast Washington's games since the team's arrival in 2005. Meanwhile, Ravens GM Eric DaCosta says they're way ahead of the game when it comes to hiring a new head coach.
So we're ahead of the game, I think, in many ways. We've talked to some really good candidates. We've asked them about assistant coaches. That's typically a question that you might ask. What's your staff going to look like? We've been able to get a lot of good information on what their coaching staffs might look like. And then the strategy for us is to really look at, you know, and again, I think it's not just the head coach. It's who is his coordinators? What are they going to look like? Offensive line coach, secondary coach, and find the right combination of coaches that make us better.
Meanwhile, the Orioles can take one of the pitchers off their wish list in free agency. The Red Sox added Ranger Suarez to their pitching rotation. They agreed to a 5-year, $130 million deal with the left-hander, who went 12-8 with a 3.20 ERA while pitching with the Phillies last year. And that's a look at Stein on Sports.
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA SIPC.
Be sure to listen to Safe Retirement Solutions Radio here on WCBM exclusively every Thursday from 6 till 7 and every Saturday from 11 till noon. Here on WCBM, get off your tuchus and listen.
Now, back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It almost sounds like wear the damn mask. 737, you can join us here, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us, am680@wcbm.com. You can text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. The modern-day Democrat Party, which is now really a modern-day progressive Marxist socialist party, I think is largely made up of women. And you're seeing these protesters out on the streets are largely elderly white women, maybe hippies left over from the counterculture. And, of course, a lot of young white women in Generation Z and others. And, look, many are drawn to the Democrats for their so-called reproductive rights and, you know, abortion, etc. And we see that there are many black women that have populated now the Democrat Party, are very instrumental in the success of the Democrat Party. So it's a really a party of women, about women. And, yes, you still have some patriarchal type of breakdowns. But I've always, it's been a mystery to me how a party that has so many women among its members have dissed women completely. Don't know what a woman is. Can't define a woman. Can't allow women to have privacy in their bathrooms and locker rooms. Would allow biological males to compete with women in athletics, taking away their scholarships, threatening physical harm to some of these women. So I think a paradox has been reached here, and I think it's going to be interesting to see where the Democrat Party goes from here, because I think in the next election cycle, you're going to see a lot of the blowback from some of this stuff. First up is Senator Angela Alsobrooks, who is taking RFK Jr. to task, saying that, and the Republicans, saying that we don't care a hill of beans about the safety of women.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chair. I would be remiss if I didn't start by saying I heard my colleague, you know, very passionately talk about the fact that this is about the safety of women. I want to make it clear that this administration and this secretary could care less about women, men, or children. In fact, they don't care about humans. And I want to be very clear. I could go down and delineate how that is true, but that is not the subject of today's hearing.
Now, it's careful on caring about humans when you're a big baby killer advocate. Okay, just be a little careful on that. And what could be more caring about women than healthy food, making sure that children aren't over-vaccinated and filled with chemicals and poisons and things that may not necessarily help them down the road? I mean, the MAHA movement is basically, that was started by liberals, by the Jeffersonian liberals, frankly, that started with all the, you know, the organic movement, et cetera. It was not conservatives that started this. And yet we've embraced it now because everybody wants to be healthy. Also, Brooks is like she's the caboose of the train here. Then there's, these are doctors. Now, Josh Hawley, there was a hearing the other day, and Senator Josh Hawley, I can't remember the name of the physician. I'll get it for you in just a second.
Dr. Nisha Verma.
That's it. Thank you very much for that, Michelle, double X. Dr. Nisha Verma had a difficult time answering a simple question. Can men get pregnant?
Can men get pregnant?
Again, the reason I paused there is I'm not really sure what the goal of the question
is. The goal is just to establish a biological reality. You just said a moment ago that science and evidence should control, not politics. So let's just test that proposition. Can men get pregnant?
I take care of people with many identities, but
can men get pregnant?
I take care of many women that can get pregnant. I do take care of people that don't identify as women.
Can men get pregnant?
again, as I'm saying...
Let me just remind you what you testified to a moment ago. Science and evidence should control, not politics. Can men get pregnant? You're
a
doctor, I think.
Science and evidence should guide medicine.
Do science and evidence tell us that men can get pregnant? Biological men, can they get pregnant?
I also think yes-no questions like this are a political tool.
No, yes-no questions are about the truth, doctor. Let's not make a mockery of this proceeding.
Yeah, I mean, that's just...
Stop it!
Yeah.
She's a doctor!
Yeah. She's supposed to be... Remember they said follow the science? And then they completely ignored the science. The Democrats think they're the party of the science, but they're not.
They call us being political.
They're the party of feelings.
If she's a
remember
doctor...
Remember the Morris Albert song, Feelings?
She's a doctor, who needs them?
Let's go eat fruits and berries and live in the woods or something.
And then there's Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, who invented a whole new biological identity.
Then you have a gender identity definition that is operating within that, meaning a distinction, meaning that for cisgender girls, they can play consistent with their gender identity. For transgender girls, they can't.
Cisgender girls. So is that...
Cisgender. I thought
you're
a
blonde,
put that on
but
Chinese
if you,
food.
If you all identify as a redhead, would you be a cisgender girl?
I suppose so.
Supreme Court justice, folks.
I hate
to say this, but she's the Hank Johnson of the Supreme Court. Remember Guam? Is that a tipping point? Yeah, guy.
I'm just clear. I have no words. Answer the question. That's all I tell.
We
answer
need
the question.
A contestant for Choose Your Fake News. Give us a call right now. You can win some WCBM merchandise. 410-922-6680. 1-800-WCBM-680. Call now. Get the match wits with Maggie, who is a cisgender.
Yes, I am.
A double X.
I'm proud of it, too.
And, of course, Mr. Walmart drone delivery himself, Chuck Whitaker.
Thank you, Mr. Casey. Sis, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Brought to you as a service of Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. We had the wreck. We're still looking at delays here on I-70 eastbound after Route 32. About 20 minutes ago, it was completely clear. The backup here at Route 40 at the split was gone. Now they're backed up again. So it could mean the wrecker is in there trying to remove the vehicle that was involved. We know the state police are still there. So a lot of traffic is taking the ramp to Route 40, going in towards Turf Valley and even beyond on 40 to 29. And then coming back to I-70, a pretty good size backup right now for the traffic coming in from Route 32. The BW Parkway had a wreck about 15 minutes ago, northbound near 197, and that traffic coming up from Powder Mill Road heads up for the brake lights there. Nothing major on the Beltway. JFX, a little more traffic south, but the cloud cover helping out somewhat southbound between Ruxton Road and the city-county line. We've had all our normal delays so far this morning. No big issues with the lanes open. Last check, we were fine at both the Harbor Tunnels. An active fire call in the city at Wilkins Avenue at Monroe Street on the southwest side. Winter driving, very hard on your vehicle, so let Bernie check everything. Try to get it done today if you can. Checking antifreeze, tires, belts, hoses, and thermostats right there at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Sunny, windy, and cold today. Wind chill temperatures low 20s, upper teens. Tonight, clear, bitterly cold. Wind chill temperatures in the single digits. Sunny and cold, continued cold tomorrow. Right now, sunny, 30 in the city, 31 in Annapolis. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. Mike in Catonsville is our contestant. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and Chuck.
Nice to be recognized.
Good morning.
Mike, thank you.
Mike, you want to go first, second, third, or last?
Yeah, let's go last.
All right. Good luck to you.
You got your heat on, Mike?
All right.
Story one. Yeah, all right, are we ready?
Go now. Sorry, Mr. Casey. We were just
that's all right. I want to make sure we get everybody's attention. In Kentucky, a homeowner answered the door at 11:48 p.m. on Monday. The stranger at the door asked the resident, the homeowner, to perform a medical procedure. He even brought his own tools.
Oh, my.
The stranger asked the homeowner to perform an enema on him.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
The resident declined and decided he would call the police. The police did finally catch him in the end.
They put the squeeze on him.
Oh, no.
One, two.
Story two. Chicago Teachers Union recently shared an embarrassing post on social media accounts. There's, again, the Teachers Union put out a promotion to endorse Governor Pritzker, J.B. Pritzker in Illinois. And they spelled governor with an E-R instead of a O-R. There's your teachers for you. And finally, Kamala Harris, after warning about sea levels are rising due to the astronomical climate crisis, has now purchased an $8 million seaside mansion in California, Oceanside, Malibu. That's really concerned about that, huh? Story one, man knocks on door, asks for the homeowner to perform an enema. Story two, Chicago Teachers Union misspells Governor Pritzker. Story three, Cam was so concerned about climate and rising sea levels, she bought an oceanside mansion in Malibu. All right, we will start with Michelle.
Well, I'm going to go with number one. I'm not even going to think about it.
All right, Michelle goes for number one.
Too.
Maggie.
I agree with Michelle. That's got to be wrong. Right. I mean, I can understand them coming here for what, but nobody's knocked yet. Number one's the...
Would you perform it if they asked?
Not for all the money in the world.
Maybe you took too long to answer.
Yeah, she really did. There was much hesitation.
Go to urgent care.
Wrecked him. Damn near killed him.
Oh, Lord.
Chuck?
Well, I think the first guy probably had a sign outside that said In-N-Out Burger, so that just gave it away. I'm going to go with Kabbalah.
One for three. And Mike in Catonsville.
Yeah, I think I
want to
go with Chuck on that one.
All right. So Mike and Chuck are in agreement. The ladies go number one, number two. No votes on the Chicago Teachers Union. That is a true story. And story number one, the stranger knocking on the door and asking the homeowner to perform an enema. That is 100% fake news. Sorry about that, Mike and Chuck, but the ladies, they
Thank
win
God.
Today.
Maggie
knows her enemas.
I don't know.
That's how she learned to play the bagpipes.
Oh, man.
I'm only saying.
You're a sick, sick man.
It's a small bagpipe, but it still has a, sounds like a kazoo.
Oh,
okay, now let's take a breather so that we can recover from this.
Let's get the marching band out.
7:50, 10 before the hour. And tell you about Town Appliance. They're my good buddies, Mayor and Mayor. They'll break up got to be in control here. 70 different brands of appliances on display at Town Appliance. Whether you're in the market for just a single appliance or an upgrade for your entire kitchen, bathroom, doesn't matter. Town Appliance is where you want to go. They have 5-star service, competitive pricing, and they want you as a customer for life, and they prove it each and every day. So their showroom is second to none. You got to stop by and go in there and see it. Tell them I sent you. Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit freestategunrange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. New Roof. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville.
A lot can happen in an hour.
Strap yourselves in, folks.
We'll update you at the top of it, just minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Still to come in the next hour or so, top of the hour, the Supreme Court delivers a huge win for election integrity. Mackenzie Frost joins us. She's going in-depth tonight at 5:30, live from the State House with leadership from both parties. We'll talk with Mackenzie about the big issues. And the View spews more twisted propaganda as it applies to President Trump. And it is 7:53. Traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
Might be a new wreck on the parkway, this time southbound near Greenbelt Road. So if you're going south from that area of Powder Mill Road, right before the Capitol Beltway, the new incident is now reported there. It looks like the wreck that was northbound near 197 has cleared, and that's getting a little bit better. Typical ride on the Beltway. Don't see anything major. JFX, a little more traffic south of Ruxton Road, and we still are looking at delays for the traffic coming in on I-70. The backup is still there. The wreck is near Marriottsville Road. Delays are still back near the split at Route 40, and you'll hit that impact as you're coming south. Now make that eastbound on I-70 and then moving east of the ramp at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunny, windy, cold today, tonight, tomorrow. So brace yourself. It's going to be bone-chilling cold. With the wind chill today in the low 20s, upper teens, tonight, single digits. Right now, partly cloudy, 30 in Parkville, 31 in Millersville. New details continue to come out from the police. Audio that bolster calls for Harford County Superintendent Dr. Sean Bolson to resign. And again, these calls, it's a chorus of growing calls from parents, from leaders on the school board, the Harford County Executive, Harford County Delegate Lauren Arrington, and so much more about this taxpayer-funded trip the superintendent took to New Orleans. But we're still missing some important details, but the Harford County State Delegate Lauren Oregon says it's time for him to resign.
Knowing what we know now, do you think that Dr. Sean Bolson can continue to be the superintendent of Harford County Public Schools?
No, absolutely not.
Yeah, absolutely not. And the reason why is because it turns out no harm, no foul, because nothing was actually stolen. No data was breached, but trust has been broken.
I think that trust has been broken here, and I don't think it can be regained.
Eric and called Dr. Bolson's resignation call for last week. And Chris Papps, you just heard him with Project Baltimore. And parents at the school board meeting earlier this week also were calling for Dr. Bolson's head to roll.
It is time for a leadership change.
We need a new superintendent now.
He needs to be fired for cause.
He doesn't deserve to resign. He deserves to be fired.
So in a report released this week, the Inspector General for Education, Rick Henry, confirmed that Bolson, who made the call to police, was indeed the Harford County Public School Superintendent. He was in New Orleans on a taxpayer-funded work trip. The IG explained that on the morning of April 6, 2024, Bolson woke up and thought his items were stolen. Using the phone of his deputy superintendent, Eric Davis, Bolson first called his wife, then he called NOPD to report the alleged theft. Bolson, according to the IG, reported the items missing to his school district's IT department. They also notified then-board president, Dr. Aaron Poynton, of the alleged theft. After Bolson returned to Maryland, according to the IG, Marriott's hotel security recovered Bolson's items, which were found in the safe in the room where he stayed. 1 week later, Marriott shipped the items back to Bolson. The report goes on to explain that Poynton and Bolson did not inform the school board of what happened. The board, the IG found, was not made aware of it until Fox 45 broadcast the audio recording and emailed the members. Now, the IG report does not mention the woman, the mysterious woman in the green dress, and why she was in his hotel room at 2 a.m. in the morning. But something still doesn't add up here about all this. And Erickson says it's time for him to come clean with the real story.
We'd all like to know the real story. And I would encourage Dr. Bolson to come forward and share it. When you're leading children and your whole job is about how to help improve the lives of children, I think we hold you to a much higher standard.
It should be a higher standard. And Erickson was asked, well, what next? What do you think should happen to Bolson now?
What do you want to see happen now?
I think the board should terminate him. He needs to be terminated. I'd like to see a superintendent brought in who matches our values better and can take us in the right direction.
So you are on a taxpayer-funded trip to New Orleans. You are representing the Harford County Public Schools as the superintendent. And then something happens, and we don't know what yet, why a stranger knocks on the door at 2 a.m. You let her in. You describe her to authorities as a black woman in a green dress. You report, you make a 911 call the morning that you wake up. And did it not think of you? Did you not remember you put those items in the safe? And if you didn't remember that, why didn't you remember that? Were you somehow impaired? Were you drugged? When you woke up, did you panic and you just didn't know where, you forgot where you put everything, and you decided to call 911, report a theft that actually never was? That is a false report. If you knowingly made a false report, if it was accidental, you just forgot, that's a whole different thing. But this goes to leadership. This goes to character. And I understand that not everybody makes the right decision. But at the same time, when you are leading children, as Delegate Erickson said, when you're leading children, when you're entrusted with the care of children, with educating children, you should be held to a higher standard. I don't think Dr. Bolson has met that standard, nor the Deputy Director Eric Davis, and of course Aaron Poynton already resigned for keeping this under wraps. He said it had nothing to do with his resignation. It was family, yeah. Nobody's buying that. I don't, anyway, so. And we'll see what happens going down the road. But I think Dr. Bolson's days are indeed numbered. And then he can visit with all the women in green dresses he would like to. All right, coming up next, the big win at the Supreme Court on the election integrity involving mail-in ballots. It's 8 o'clock. You're listening to Casey and Company on WCBM.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. A federal agent and a Venezuelan national sent to the hospital after the Venezuelan man allegedly attacked the agent with a shovel, and the agent fired in self-defense in Minneapolis.
So say officials. The shooting took place more than 4 miles north of where an immigrant agent fatally shot Renee Good on January 7th. Homeland Security says federal law enforcement officers stopped a person from Venezuela who was in the U.S. illegally. DHS officials also say that person drove away and crashed into a parked car before taking off on foot.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart, Homeland Security says, in addition to the shovel-wielding assailant, two other men, one of them armed with a broomstick, were involved in the ambush on the agent. Venezuelan opposition leader, Nobel Peace Prize recipient Maria Corina Machado, pays a visit to President Trump today at the White House. Her visit comes after Senate Republicans blocked a war powers resolution opposed by the president.
Two GOP senators reversed their earlier votes of supporting the legislation, which would have limited President Trump's ability to conduct further attacks on Venezuela. After Senators Josh Hawley and Todd Young flipped, Vice President Vance cast the tie-breaking vote to defeat the resolution. Hawley and Young heard directly from the president and top administration officials who they say offered assurances of seeking congressional approval before any military action in Venezuela. Greg Clugston, Washington.
At the request of the U.S., the U.N. Security Council will hold an emergency meeting on the deadly unrest in Iran. President Trump says there are indications that things may be calming down. The president says he's been told on good authority that the killing in Iran is stopping, and the threat of execution of protesters has been taken off the table. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are up 23 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 212 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Jane Dawson did something smart. She saved hundreds on auto insurance switching to Progressive. With the money she saved, she got herself a pricey bird feeder with an ultra-high-def camera. Should Jane have just bought a regular bird feeder? Yes. Is it hard for her to admire nature when the camera doubles as the bird's potty? Also, yes. But it's Jane's savings, and if she wants to spend her time watching the digestive habits of the white-breasted nuthatch, we say you go, girl. Switch and see if you could save with Progressive, and treat yourself. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You still thinking job change in the new year?
Yeah, I need something that's in high demand and more stable in this economy.
IT?
Yeah, cybersecurity, maybe even AI.
That's what I did.
Really? How?
Went to My Computer Career. You don't need any prior experience, and you could start your new career in a matter of months. A lot of IT pros go to school there, too, to level up.
Sweet. Are classes online or on campus?
Both.
Well, I'll check it out. Thanks.
Make this your year. Take the free career evaluation now at mycomputercareer.edu, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
Good morning. You're listening to Casey and Company at 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
The backup on I-70 is still there. It's still slow. It's stop and go eastbound after Route 32 towards the split at Route 40. The wreck almost an hour ago now, and even beyond that, eastbound near the bridge at Marriottsville Road. So we're still doing that, and with the cleanup operations underway, still slow right there at the accident scene. We're about 7, 10, 12 minutes right now southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. Really nothing major. The lanes are moving a little bit slow, but at least we're going southbound on 895 and also on 95 southbound. Typical ride on the Beltway, BW Parkway. The new wreck was southbound at Greenbelt Road right before the Capitol Beltway. A lot of activity still around the fire scene in the city at Wilkins Avenue at Monroe over on the southwest side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly sunny, windy, and colder today with highs near freezing and wind chills in the teens. Tonight, mostly clear and frigid as lows fall into the teens and feel like temperatures fall into the single digits. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
37 degrees in Edgemere and 38 in Joppatown at 8:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Johnny Olszewski says no one is above the law and it's time to put survivors over politics when it comes to the Jeffrey Epstein investigation. The second district representative referenced former President Clinton and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton in a social media post, saying they've been issued a congressional subpoena to testify in the Epstein investigation and they must comply. The Clintons did not show for their scheduled depositions this week, accusing House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer of selective prosecution. The state's Department of Legislative Services and Maryland Public Television are providing live coverage of the General Assembly session in Annapolis. Gavel-to-gavel floor coverage of the Maryland House and Senate can be accessed at mgaleg.maryland.gov. MPT has been providing live stream coverage of House floor sessions since 2020. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 573. The pick 4, 4819. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Men on things are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Huffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Huffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687. 5687. Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Gary has the morning off. I'm Sean Casey for Stein on Sports, brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, the Comfort Guys, keeping you nice and warm and toasty all winter long. Well, John Harbaugh is going to be landing in New York City. The G-Men, the New York Football Giants, finalizing an agreement with the former Ravens coach to be their next head coach. Contract numbers are still being negotiated at this point. The Orioles lose one of their targeted pitchers. Red Sox are adding Ranger Suarez to their rotation. Five-year, $130 million deal. There. So, interesting. Nationals are leaving their longtime TV home. Team announced Wednesday that it's partnered with Major League Baseball to broadcast games locally, ending the longtime partnership with Masson. Men's college basketball season continues today. UMBC's on the road to battle Bryant. The Ravens completed their 10th interview for coaches yesterday, and it's a defensive assistant. Jesse Minter will be a defensive coordinator, I should say, of the L.A. Chargers. He used to be with the Ravens back in 2017 through 2020. And finally, President Trump will welcome the Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers to the White House today. Panthers became back-to-back NHL champions after beating Edmonton in six games last year. And that's a look at Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the Comfort Guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the Comfort Guys that you can trust.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Email us at am680@wcbm.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Michelle Double X Dracella. And the top stories coming up in this hour. The View spewing more TDS venom on their set. Mackenzie Frost will join us for In-Depth. It's going to be live from the State House tonight at 5:30 on Fox 45. We'll take a look at the big issues coming up in the Maryland General Insane Asylum. But our top story here today, in a crushing blow for the radical left's ballot harvesting machine, was delivered yesterday by the Supreme Court. Stunning 7-2 decision. The court ruled that Republican Congressman Mike Boast of Illinois has the legal standing to challenge Illinois' unconstitutional law that allows mail-in ballots to be counted up to 14 days after the election day. The ruling reverses the Seventh Circuit, sends the case back to the lower court, where Illinois' late ballot scheme will now be evaluated on the merits. They didn't rule on the merits, just that the congressman had standing to challenge it because the lower court said he had no standing. This is the game changer I think we have been waiting for. You know, for years, Democrats and their media allies have relied on late-arriving ballots to shift the results of elections days or even weeks after the polls close. We all remember what happened on 3 November 2020. We remember the pauses. We remember the late-night spikes. And I know it's been a thorn in my side for the longest time, even when I was doing the podcast for 4 years. We spent a lot of time on the election. But now the Supreme Court has finally opened the floodgates for Republicans to sue to stop it. Chief Justice Roberts, writing from the majority, made it clear. Candidates have, quote, a personal stake in the rules governing their elections. You remember President Trump was dismissed because he had lack of standing in the Pennsylvania challenging the election? Here's the guy, the very guy that whose election, you know, was being questioned. And, you know, if you didn't have legitimate ballots, he loses. Okay? If you count just the legitimate ballots, he wins, I believe. And so that, to me, was standing. So finally, Chief Justice, basically, he wrote, he's a candidate for the office, and a candidate has a personal stake in the rules that govern the counting of votes in his election. Bingo. So what does that mean? I mean, now it goes back to the lower courts, and they're going to have to basically decide on the merits. But remember, the Constitution says there is supposed to be an election day. Now, states can choose how they run their own elections, but what they can't do, in my constitutional opinion, is to draw out the election. And I think this might even not bode well for early voting as well. Election day is supposed to be first Tuesday in November. That's it. How else you run the election is up to you. So I think that the whole early voting for 2 weeks prior and the counting of ballots, we now have election month in America. And I think this might be the beginning for us to start the police and get it back to where it once was. Now, that doesn't mean there can't be mail-in ballots or absentee ballots. It just means that they would have to be postmarked and counted on election day. No more day after. 2 days after, 3 days after, unless there was a recall, a recount, right? So I think this is a huge deal. And I think that we're going to have to wait and see how the lower courts handle this. But I think it starts with, we've got to stop this, you know, over the transom midnight ballots that we saw in Detroit and Atlanta. Remember the boxes underneath the table that they told us, oh, that was a standard operating procedure? No, it wasn't. We saw employees stuffing ballots and taking those ballots and stuffing them back in the machines again repeatedly for hours. So that is all going to stop. All the election votes must be counted on election day. Other countries can do it. France has done it. Of course, they eliminated mail-in ballots. And you have states like Florida that can do it. So if countries can do it, if states can do it, the United States, they're about ready to send men back to the moon next week or in the near future. We can do it as well. Get your thoughts on that. 813 410 922 6680. Time for traffic weather on the threes. Once again, with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Mammoth Johnson.
The broken down vehicle just reported outer loop coming into the ramp area at Security Boulevard. So if you're coming down the Beltway from I-70 and Security Boulevard back to about Liberty Road, we may get an impact there. Going to change the camera right now, see if we can get a look, and we're backed up. Yeah, it's pretty solid right there. And then coming down towards Dogwood Road and the overpass right at that point, it looks like it's a little better. So maybe on the shoulder, but did back us up anyway. We already had the backup coming south from 795 and through that area, and then most of the rest of the Beltway with the normal delays through Pikesville towards the JFX on the Parkville side, always in that area from Bel Air Road towards Providence Road. There's a new report of an accident, haven't seen it yet, northbound 95 near Route 198. That would be for the traffic coming out of Prince George's County. And the BW Parkway had the accident southbound at Greenbelt Road. It looks like that's still a bit slow moving south from Powder Mill Road. The pace has improved just a bit eastbound on I-70. The speeds are up just a bit, but still slow from Route 32 into the split at I-70 and Route 40 West. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, in a word, cold. Sunny, windy, cold today. Freezing for the high and wind chill. Low 20s, upper teens. Tonight, clear, bitterly cold. Wind chills in the single digits. So very cold next couple of days. Right now, windy, 32 in Stevensville, 31 in Edgewater. And from the birthplace of the Star-Spangled Banner, our national anthem, right here, Fort McHenry in Baltimore. Time for our Celebration of America 250. America 250 is brought to you by the Smile Design Center. If you ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center at 410-321-1100 and make that dream a reality. Let's take a look at what happened on this date in history. It was on this date in 1777, Vermont declared independence from the colony of New York. That's why they can't declare independence from the communism of Bernie Sanders. Elsewhere on this date, in 1870 was the first appearance of the Democratic Party donkey, otherwise known as the jackass. Just to make sure you know where that came from. 1929, Martin Luther King Jr., born in Atlanta, Georgia, the son of a Baptist minister. King received a doctorate degree in theology in 1955, helped organize the first major protest of black civil rights movement, the successful Montgomery bus boycott. And, of course, we now know he has a monument to him in Washington, and we celebrate Dr. King's birthday as a federal holiday. 1972, remember the song American Pie by Don McLean? It hit number one on the pop charts. 1967, the Packers beat the Chiefs in the first ever Super Bowl. How about that? Hard to believe. And this year's what? I guess this is your Super Bowl number, is it 50, 60? Which is it? It's, 1967. So you do the math on that, 2026. Yes, I think it's 60. Super Bowl 60. Incredible that it's been that long. And here's what's even more incredible. I have seen all 60 Super Bowls. That kind of puts you AJ a little bit, doesn't it? Indeed, it does. All right. Of course, that is a look at America 250, brought to you by the Smile Design Center.
WCVM, Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. If you're looking for a reason to smile again, visit the Smile Design Center in Lutherville. Dr. Lairfield will provide exceptional care with comfortable, friendly, chairside manner. They're using the latest technology, 3D printing, digital scanners, and lasers to make your dental experience faster, easier, and more precise. From simple cleanings to full smile makeovers, they handle all phases of dentistry so you can get your smile back in just a few visits. Call Nicole at the Smile Design Center at 410-321-1100 and visit smiledesigndoctor.com. Mention WCBM for a first patient special offer.
WCBM Baltimore.
All right, let's take a quick call here from Blanca in Baltimore. Good morning, Blanca.
Hi, good morning, Sean. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for asking.
Great. Just wanted to, I wanted to share with your listeners that this Monday, being that it's Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday, it's a holiday for some of us. We understand that not everyone is off, but we have decided, a group of us, to peacefully, patriotically protest in front of Baltimore City Hall this Monday at 11:30. It is going to be a peaceful, solemn, patriotic. We want to make sure that we promote, that we support law enforcement, and that we are for common sense policies. Many people have asked, you know, everybody else is protesting. Well, we're not everybody else, and we don't do things like everybody else. But we think that it is time to gather, whether it's 10, 15, whether it's 3. It is time for us to gather together and make sure that we can garner some of the synergy as we head to one of the most, I think, contentious elections that we'll have in Maryland. And we want to let your listeners know.
Well, thanks so much. And again, that's this coming Monday, which is a federal holiday. And where is the protest going to be held again?
Baltimore City Hall.
Okay.
The address is 100 Holiday Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21202. Parking meters are not going to be working. There is parking in the area, and there's parking garages in the area as well. And we hope that anyone that can, again, can gather together and peacefully, patriotically, and we are going to also be praying together.
Very good. That's your First Amendment right, and it's great to see Americans exercising their First Amendment right peacefully. Blanca, thanks so much. We'll keep us posted on the protest. Appreciate that. It's 8:21, 21 minutes after the hour. Joining us once again on our hotline is Mark McVeary, the reverse mortgage answer dude. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Sean. How you doing?
We're doing fine, thanks. Look, Mark, you've been doing this for a long time, for 30 years. So what are you hearing from homeowners right now regarding, you know, their mortgage payments and burdens, et cetera?
I mean, the one thing I hear from homeowners with a mortgage is basically the mortgage payment no longer fits their fixed income. I mean, maybe when they were working, it was more affordable, but now with that they're living on a fixed income, it's become difficult. I mean, for a lot, the payment hasn't changed, but everything. And the listeners that call me basically want to stay in their home. They're looking for a way to make it a lot easier, and they want to go back to having some extra money to work with each month, not just juggling it all the time.
Yeah. So Mark, when the homeowners do eventually end up calling you, what's usually going on in their life at that point?
I mean, usually people have been thinking about calling me for a while. And, you know, I hear from everybody all the time. I've been hearing you on WCBM for years. And besides saying Sean's the person in the world, they basically say it finally feels right to get time to reach out to me. By the time somebody gives me a call, they basically come to the conclusion that they need a better way financially because there's more month than money. And if you don't make a change, nothing is going to change. I mean, I work with homeowners with all kinds of different income and house values, but the common theme is basically simple. I mean, they're looking for more cash flow, so it's easier to stay in their home.
When someone calls you for the first time, what does that conversation usually focus on?
I mean, the first thing I do is listen. I mean, my father always told me a long time ago, you have 2 years in the mouth for a reason. You know, I want to understand why they called and then, you know, ask them some questions and, you know, try to get the full picture. I mean, people think every time they call me that, you know, it's going to be reverse and reverse. And, I mean, sometimes a reverse makes sense. Sometimes it doesn't. But not every call leads to a reverse. I mean, the goal is of helping people understand their options to see if, so they can decide what makes sense for them. That's why I always encourage people just to give me a call. I mean, if you're thinking about it or, you know, hearing different things about it, you know, call me and get the real deal so you understand what's going on.
How do they call you? What numbers do they use to contact you?
410-788-7070. That's 410-788-7070.
Very good, Mark. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks so much.
Thanks, y'all.
Mark McVeary is your reverse mortgage answer man. Call him with any and all questions. Day 23, traffic weather on the threes. We have questions about Chuck, but many of them have gone unanswered for decades.
And decades. It's a damn shame. Oh, my God. Sometimes I think back and I go, what?
Exactly. How did this all begin?
June 1969. That's when it all started.
Wow. A very good year.
It was. It was, indeed. Southbound JFX, late accident now reported at Falls Road. So that would be a problem after the Pepsi sign where the traffic at Cold Spring Landing just looked at the camera at the city county line. That's the last camera that's working in that area. And, yes, it is backed up right there. So eventually this is going to back up to Ruxton Road if we're already getting that delay and the wreck is all the way down after the Pepsi sign. So now we need to think about Falls Road or Green Spring Avenue getting away from the JFX if you're coming into downtown. Active fire call. They've been there for a while. A lot of activity, and you know with these temperatures, there's ice in that area. Monroe Street, Wilkins Avenue on the southwest side. The traffic coming in on I-70 was still backing up. A little better now. Keeps getting a little better each time coming in from Route 32. The pace now at Route 40. Not quite back up to the posted limit, but better than it was 15 minutes ago through that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mostly sunny, windy, and colder today, near freezing, wind chills in the low 20s, upper teens, mostly clear, lows in the teens, maybe even single digits with the wind chills tonight. Continue sunny and cold tomorrow. Right now, 28 and windy in Owings Mills. It is 28 in Ellicott City. So we're talking about a huge, big win, 7-2 decision at the Supreme Court yesterday that the candidates do have legal standing to challenge elections. Trump was excluded from doing so in Pennsylvania, and in Illinois, Boast was excluded from doing so. Now it goes back. Now we have to argue on the merits, and that's going to be a big battle. But, you know, we won the first battle, so at least we didn't get voted out of the box. Here in Maryland, there are new Postal Service policy changes that the Maryland State Board of Elections is wanting to remind voters that they say mail-in voting remains a safe, convenient, an effective way to vote. Well, it might be for some, but for others, it is not. They've got a new rule called postmarks and postal possession. Went into effect last month. This new language intended to provide clarity on postmarks and the relationship to the date of mailing. The rule advises that due to postal operations, the postmark date does not always correspond to the date on which the Postal Service accepted possession. Mail-in ballots returned by mail just must be postmarked by or before 8 p.m. on election day for the primary, Tuesday, June the 23rd. If returned by hand, ballots must be dropped at a ballot drop box or local board of elections by 8 p.m. on Tuesday, June the 23rd. And so they're here telling us that that they think mail-in ballot is a secure and convenient option for casting your vote. And that's if you're a legitimate voter. If you're a legitimate voter that is using the mail-in ballot process, that's one thing. But we do know from Jay Valentine at Fractal Computing and others that many of these ballots go into apartments, college dorms, gas stations, supermarkets at all, where there are no legit voters. Why? Because they don't live there. Okay? So if you don't live there, you're not living at a fixed address. Okay? Or these are vacant apartment buildings, or these are college dormitories where they're temporary residences. Most have their ballots sent to their homes, not to their college dorms. Why would anybody send a mail-in ballot to a college dorm? Unless, of course, you have requested. But we're talking about in thousands of these ballots. And then the mules. The ballot harvesting mules go out, and they know where they're going. They know exactly where the ballots are going because they track them. And then they go and they pick them up, and then they hold them. And this has been documented. And they figure out how many votes they need to win an election, and that's how many ballots they fill out. And that's how it works. And that's how it all started with COVID. The worst thing to happen to elections in the United States in history are mail-in ballots. Now, I understand militaries overseas, you know, they can't. But again, I don't distrust the military. I think they run a tight ship. But I do not trust these ballots are going into these, and the post office as well. So it kind of cracks me up when the Maryland State Board of Elections is giving kudos to the new post office regulations, when the post office itself, I think, was aiding and abetting fraudulent mail-in ballots. So I just think that we've got to make sure that we stay on top of this with this Supreme Court decision. I don't know if we'll ever get rid of mail-in ballots altogether, but we should make life so hard on them that they're not going to want to do a mail-in ballot. Exactly. Unless it's absolutely necessary. Look, I understand people get sick, they're hospitalized, they're in a nursing home. I got a nice text here from a guy that was involved. He saw some funny business at a nursing home. I'll share that with you right after the E30 news. But you know, remember, an illegitimate vote, an illegal vote, cancels out a legal one.
Every time.
So if you have, I don't know. Remember there were, 20-some thousand in Arizona that they discovered were invalid? And Joe Biden won by 12,000 in Arizona? So they very easily cancels out a list. So nice try from the Maryland State Board of Elections, but we're not buying it. 8:30, coming up next, Mackenzie Frost with she goes in-depth. Time for news headlines. Here's Maggie Hunter.
City police are investigating a murder in South Baltimore. Officers were called to the 2500 block of Terra Firma Road shortly after 9 Wednesday night for a report of a shooting victim in the street. The 30-year-old victim was taken to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. Police are asking the public for any information that could lead to a suspect in the case. Two men suffered non-life-threatening injuries after a Wednesday morning shooting in North Baltimore. Police were on routine patrol in the 2700 block of West Cold Spring Lane shortly before 11 a.m. when they found a gunshot victim. A few minutes later, a second victim was found nearby in the 4400 block of Reisterstown Road. Both men were taken to hospitals for treatment. Investigators say the victims were in the 2700 block of West Cold Spring Lane when they were shot. There's no word on a suspect. Anne Arundel County Police made significant progress in reducing reducing violent crime in 2025. Officials report a 47% reduction in citizen robberies, a 30% decline in stolen autos, a 27% drop in carjackings, and a 13% reduction in sex offenses and rapes. The police department's investigations also included 11 murders last year, one more than the previous year's total, which was the lowest number of murders in more than a decade. County leaders say the overall reductions are a testament to the police department's proactive patrol work, data-driven strategies to identify crime patterns, and the responsible use of technology. And the city health department has issued a code blue extreme cold alert from this evening through Friday morning due to a forecast of wind chills in the teens. The extreme cold can be dangerous and pose serious health risks to residents, particularly those exposed to the cold weather for extended periods. 8:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
I'm Mr. White, professional hypnotist. 410-661-1111. My customers have immediate, noticeable, measurable improvement in quitting tobacco, alcohol, gambling, food, stress, PTSD, healing after surgery, menstrual problems, cysts, headaches, warts, thumb sucking, nail biting, grinding teeth, tics, remembering, taking tests, exams, studying, and more. For sports, golf, tennis, wrestling, baseball, basketball, archery, balance beam. I only help one archer and one balance beam. However, several thousand smokers. It's my two-session specialty. If you want me to help you, 410-661-1111. 410-26s and 5-1s.
8:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Getting a report there might be a vehicle fire on the Beltway. We're looking for it. The report indicated Interloop before Bel-Air Road. We're seeing some backing there at the bridge at Putty Hill, but there's also some bright sunshine there, so we're going to have to wait till they arrive. The call just went out with a vehicle fire in that area. Southbound JFX, we're still getting a report. They're working on a wreck near the Falls Road ramp, and at last check, we were backed up through the city-county line and heavy traffic coming down from the ramps at Ruxton Road. You might still see some slowing. They were working on the scene eastbound I-70 after the ramp at Route 40 West in Howard County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly sunny, windy, and colder today with highs near freezing and wind chills in the teens. Tonight, mostly clear and frigid as lows fall into the teens and feel like temperatures fall into the single digits. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Gary has the morning off on Stein on Sports, brought to you by Greenman Wealth Management Systems. Giants have their new man. It's the Ravens' old man. John Harbaugh will be the next head coach. According to ESPN, contract numbers are still being negotiated there. Meanwhile, the Ravens completed their 10th potential coach interview. That would be L.A. Chargers defensive coordinator Jesse Minter, who was a defensive assistant with the Ravens back from 2017 to 2020. The team formerly known as the Redskins had the son of a team legend, Super Bowl MVP Doug Williams. His son, DJ Williams, will be the new quarterback coach for the team. The Orioles lose out on Ranger Suarez. The Boston Red Sox signing Suarez to a 5-year, $130 million deal just the other day. And the Orioles have retained one of their waiver claims, the Baltimore outrighted outfielder John Kenzie Knoll, to AAA Norfolk after he cleared waivers. Caps tonight back on the ice hosting the San Jose Sharks. They beat in December 7-1. Nats are leaving the longtime TV home. They announced yesterday they partnered with MLB to broadcast games locally, ending its longtime partnership with Masson. Men's college basketball season continues today. UMBC is on the road to battle Bryant. The Retrievers have lost their last five. For the women, 11th-ranked Maryland will face USC on the road, and UMBC will host Bryant. That's a look at Stein on Sports.
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA. Now, back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
All right. The General Assembly is now first full day today. And tonight at 5:30, Mackenzie Frost, government affairs investigative reporter for Fox 45, goes in-depth live from the State House. Good morning, Mackenzie.
Good morning. It's going to be a big day today for us on the in-depth team.
Yes, it is. You've been busy all week, so you're just going to cap it all off tonight. So I understand you have leadership on tonight?
Yeah, so we've got a great lineup for everybody. We have Senate President Bill Ferguson joining us. Then we have Senate Minority Leader Steve Hershey joining. And then we have Senator Will Smith, who is the chair of the Senate Judicial Proceedings Committee. Pretty powerful committee. A lot of important bills going through there. So a lot to talk about with everyone.
Yeah, the big issue to me would be that it's hanging over the head of all these legislators is the $1.4 billion budget deficit. Now, you've been able to coax Governor Moore to reveal that he is not going to raise taxes in any capacity. Of course, you also ask Jocelyn Peña-Melnick and Bill Ferguson that, and they don't seem to have the appetite to raise taxes or fees either. But there's a problem here. The math just doesn't add up. If you don't raise taxes or fees and you don't have significant cuts, I don't see how they get there. Even if they take the rainy day fund, they take like $700 million out of that, it's still going to leave them short. And I just don't see the Democrats having the will to make significant spending cuts. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think it'll be really interesting to see the details in the governor's budget next week. I mean, everybody is saying no taxes, right? The governor said it, the Senate president said it, the speaker said it. The fees is kind of where we're getting into the weeds of it, and it's a little less clear. I mean, the governor said no fees. The speaker said that she couldn't speak to that yet because she hadn't talked to all of her committee chairs. So I think that we'll have to keep an eye on those pesky fees that really we know add up for so many people. I mean, last year we saw those, you know, they call them targeted fee increases, but we know that so many people are impacted by them. And, you know, one of the questions that I asked the governor was, you said this last year too, right, that you weren't going to get a high bar for new taxes. And obviously we met that because we had the $1.6 billion tax and fee increase. So, as the kids say, the math isn't
mathing. Yeah, did you ever get a question? Did the governor respond to your question that if, for instance, a package comes out of the assembly with tax increases or with significant increases, will he sign it or veto it?
We don't know. That is a question that has yet to be clearly answered with a yes or no. I mean, the governor's team said that he would review any legislation that comes to his desk, which is a generic line that we get often when they don't have an answer or they're not willing to say one way or the other. At this point, we have to take him at his word and let history be the judge of what has happened in the past when it comes to the budget talks. Everyone is talking about making cuts, but we don't know where those cuts are going to be and how much. And then we have all of these investments that the governor is talking about, right? He wants to put more money into the education budget on top of the blueprint funding, which we don't have money for the blueprint in the out years. So where is this extra money coming from? What else is going to be on the chopping block? Yesterday was filled with excitement and everyone was kind of happy to be back, but we really have a lot of things to figure out when it comes to the details of these plans.
Yeah, and you look at it, he's talking about $400 million more on education. So unless he's cutting somewhere else in his budget, we'll have to wait till next week, as you point out. You're looking at, 1.4 plus, that's 1.8. We're getting closer to $2 billion now. You know, that's just a big figure. And I don't see how they do it without dipping into the rainy day fund. Have you asked any of them if they're going to go after the rainy day fund?
We will have to see what their answers are tonight. I think that that is something that we'll obviously have to talk to, especially the Senate president, about. I mean, the Senate is going to get the budget first after the governor introduces his ideas. So they'll have the first crack and really have an opportunity to kind of craft it in a way that they are interested in. The rainy day fund is something that, you know, is there. And we, last year, there was talked about if this isn't a rainy day, what is? And now the budget situation is just the same as it was last year, even though the tax and fee increases went into effect. And the budget, I mean, the $1.4 billion, that was the projection from last year, right? And that did not really include some of the job losses that we had, some of the other impacts from policies in Washington. So in March, when we get new projections, I wouldn't be surprised if that number is even bigger.
Democrats yesterday on the first day, led by Delegate Charcuti and others, are now pushing solar as the solution to Maryland's energy crisis. But I don't see anywhere that's going to help change anything in the immediate future. Is this the only bill that you're aware of that they are pushing right now to resolve the energy crisis?
Yeah, this is really interesting because, you know, for a lot of advocates, solar isn't a new issue that they've been pushing in Annapolis, and people in that world are thinking that this might be their year. They argue that solar and battery storage is a quicker way to get more energy onto the grid, you know, faster than building a small modular nuclear reactor, and cleaner than natural gas or, you know, anything else. But we also know that the tax credits are going away from the federal government. And so there's a lot of conversations about, can the state afford something like this? But also, solar and battery storage for energy, is it enough to really deal with this energy crisis that we're looking at right now? I mean, will that be enough to really solve this problem? I don't necessarily believe that people think that this is going to be the only thing that Maryland has to do. And everyone is talking about energy and affordability, but again, we have yet to see really a lot of concrete ideas. This is one area that I'm really interested in picking the Senate president's brain on later tonight to see if we can get some better answers. And then also, people are dealing with these BGE bills that continue to rise, and they want immediate help. So what, you know, can the General Assembly do anything about that? And if they are going to do something, where is that money coming from?
Yeah, they did something last year. They took our electric choice away is what they did last year. More with Mackenzie Frost in depth tonight, live from the State House. We'll talk about immigration and automatic charging as well in just a second. Time for traffic weather on the threes with the update now. The king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, the JFX is still slow. Ruxton Road, City-County line. The wreck all the way down at Falls Road after the Pepsi sign. And as we've said 1,000 times, the cameras in the city don't work. Haven't worked in years. Southbound JFX between Northern Parkway, 28th Street, Druid Park, Lake Drive. But we see the backup is there. So again, Falls Road or Green Spring Avenue getting away from the JFX. Definitely cleared out now. Eastbound to I-70. The accident finally is gone at Marriottsville Road. BW Parkway might still be a bit slow. The wreck earlier was in the left-hand lane going towards the Capitol Beltway on the Parkway southbound at Greenbelt Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunny, windy, and cold today. Highs near freezing, wind chills into the low 20s, upper teens. Tonight, wind chills will be in the single digits, and that cold weather will continue tomorrow with sunshine as well. Right now, it is windy and 28 in Ellicott City, and the hot spot is 36 in Ocean City. On our newsmaker hotline, Mackenzie Frost, in depth tonight, live from the State House, 5:30 on Fox 45. Regarding immigration, Mackenzie, we've now seen a number of prominent Democrats, Odette Ramos, city councilwoman in Baltimore City, calling ICE rapists and white supremacists. We've seen Bill Ferguson calling them lawless. And looks like they're going to try to eliminate the 287G program here in Maryland. Do you think there's anything else coming down the pike that is going to try to rein in ICE at the state level?
Absolutely. We know that there's, you know, SB1 was introduced yesterday, and that is an effort to ban face coverings for regular law enforcement activities. And that's really, targeting ICE agents in the state of Maryland. I think there's some constitutional questions about how state law would apply to federal agents. And then the practicality of that is who's enforcing it and how would that really unfold? This is a priority for the Senate president. We know he talked at length about that. And the speaker talked about it yesterday, too, saying she wants to see some of these protections in place. The 287G program looks like that will move forward in an effort to ban it. Unclear at this point whether it would, you know, prohibit the current partnerships that are in place. We know several jurisdictions already have the program. The effort to, you know, ban new partnerships, I'm going to ask the Senate president to go into a little more detail about that. And then another bill that I've heard floating around is an effort to potentially stop ICE agents from working at local or state level law enforcement agencies in Maryland if they leave ICE itself. And that really has some legal questions about the reality of that and whether that's potentially discriminatory.
Have you heard anything about the bill that's been introduced to give the superintendent of schools of Maryland the power to declare a state of emergency and shut down schools?
No, I haven't. That is news to me, Sean. I'll have to look into that
one. Yeah, you should check into that one. That one, I'm wondering what's behind that and so on and so forth. I'll see if I get you the bill number.
Okay. Yeah, let me know about that.
All right. Now, on to Senator Will Smith, who has been, you know, really one of the, along with Jill Carter and others, of course, she's no longer in the General Assembly, to try to just revamp the entire juvenile justice system, first with the Juvenile Justice Restoration Act and the Child Interrogation Protection Act. Now there is this automatic charging. That apparently seems to me is gathering momentum and looks like that's going to come out of this assembly this year.
Yeah, that is something that is interesting. And, you know, Senator Will Smith, I talked to him a little bit about it earlier this week, and his bill is slightly different than in years past. It sounds like he wants a judge to immediately make the decision about where those cases start, whether it's in the adult system or the juvenile system. But again, there are some questions about where the juveniles would be held in the meantime, and prosecutors maintain that, you know, DJS isn't able to handle an influx of cases and the level of programming and services just aren't there. So that conversation tonight will be really interesting to see what he has to say to those concerns from the prosecutors. And I want to ask him, you know, why, if these experts in the field, these state attorneys, are saying this, you know, why not listen to them?
Very good. Tonight, live at 5:30 on Fox 45, Mackenzie goes in-depth live from the State House. We'll be tuned in. Thanks, Mackenzie.
Sounds good. Thank you.
We'll talk to you next week.
All right.
All right. Have a good one. Bye. 8:49, 11 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock, and you are on Casey and Company. Yeah, we'll get Mackenzie that bill number on the school superintendent again. Joy Behar of The View says Trump will use ICE protests in Minneapolis to declare martial law and cancel the midterm elections. That's just more of the fear-mongering that you hear from the ladies on the spew, because that's all they do is spew nonsense, twisted propaganda, and the like. So we'll take a look at that. I'm just wondering how they manage to stay on the air, because their ratings can't be good when all is said and done. We actually got a letter from the mayor of Salisbury that we'll share with you here in a second. But remember, yesterday we played Michelle Gregory's recent vulgar remarks. Remember, F ICE, F Trump. And if you're on my page, F you. So the mayor of Salisbury now, well, that's kind of rare for the mayor to step into this with fight with the city councilwoman. So we'll tell you what he had to say. Plus, how much money is it costing us to render medical or Medicaid to illegal aliens? Just in a couple of states, you might be shocked at the figure that Dr. Oz has come up with. It's 8:50, 10 before the hour. You're listening to KCN Company on WCBM.
Lorian Harmony Hall opened a unique memory care program this year called Harmony Park. Lorian Harmony Park features an indoor setting that looks like an outdoor park space. It is a sensory neighborhood that is meant to offer wayfinding and other unique features to our residents to help them navigate their day. For more information, visit LorianAssistedLiving.com or call 410-531-6000.
Need smarter office IT, print and marketing solutions? Explore Doceo's multifunction printers, Toshiba, Epson, Canon, Kyocera, and so much more to help your business needs run and grow. Serving Bel Air and Hunt Valley. Learn more at MyDoceo.com.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Your next news update is minutes away at the top of the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Time now at 8:51 for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
Gunnery Sergeant Stephen Corson is going viral because he asked country music sensation Ella Langley to be his date to the Marine Corps Ball. No word from Ella yet, but everyone is begging her to say yes.
What's the odds of Ella Langley going to the Marine Corps Ball with me?
If we're talking straight probability, somewhere around 0.5% to 2%. Definitely in the lottery ticket range.
Thanks to our recent government shutdown, our Marine Corps Ball here in Salt Lake City, Utah has been switched to January 16th. With that, I'd like to invite Miss Ella Langley out to experience core Marine Corps culture for a night. Now, I would sing and invite you. Unfortunately, I just have not been gifted with that kind of voice. And I don't normally drink Jack, but we can do that for a night as well. So it might not be Tennessee or Texas, but I hope you're choosing Utah for a night.
That's right. Instead of choosing Texas, it'd be nice if Ella would choose Stephen. Our Feel Good News segment brought to you by Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills.
Hi. It's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance in Owings Mills. You're going to meet Mayor and Mayor, and they'll help you make the best choice. Whether you're remodeling or replacing, they'll guide you through all their brands, like Electrolux and Frigidaire. Over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget, they will customize it just for you. This is a family-run store that actually treats you like family. Skip the big-box chaos, and take it from me. Once you walk into their showroom, be prepared to be amazed, like I was. TownAppliance.com. Powered by family, trusted by yours.
8:53, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Pumpty Johnson.
The Interloop vehicle fire reported was a tractor trailer that the brakes were a little hot on the Interloop after Hartford Road, so it's not a big deal. That's completely off to the side. Some slowing through Green Spring towards the JFX. The west side is still Liberty Road. Down through Route 40, there's a little slow pocket right here, and it might be the sunshine on the outer loop right after Frederick Road. It gets better once you get down the hill towards Wilkins Avenue and then eventually down towards 95. So I just want to give you the heads up for that. JFX was still slow southbound coming in through the city-county line. There had been an accident southbound as you're moving south towards the Falls Road Bridge, and it is still backed up looking at the live shot right here for the traffic coming south from the city-county line. Not quite back to Ruxton Road, so if you're up there at the north end, you might want to take the option of Falls Road or Green Spring Avenue and stay away from that. Both the tunnels clearing out pretty nicely right now on the southbound side, and they're still working on the fire call, and there's going to be ice out in that area in the city at Wilkins Avenue and Monroe Street over on the southwest side.
I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunny, windy, cold today, tonight, tomorrow. We're talking about wind chills today, low 20s, upper teens tonight, single digits, and we're now watching the temperature begin to drop. And Kim might have to do an entire show in her coat. Right now, 29 in Ellicott City, 27 in Reisterstown. Good morning, Kim.
This is just offensive at this point, Sean. I don't know what's going on here. You know, it's okay, though. Things could be worse. I am so distracted right now, Sean. I just saw the breaking news. Plaxico Burress, football player?
Yes.
His wife, Tiffany, just launched her GOP bid for the New Jersey House seat, District 8.
Oh, okay.
And that's where Billy Prippe was. He dropped out. I think he knew that Tiffany was going to step into the race. But, you know, he only lost by 2 points.
Is that right?
Wow. Last time around.
Wow.
So I'm excited about this. But everybody's talking about it right now. So
so she's running as a Republican.
Oh, she's a Republican. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. She's involved with some of the Republican
groups. I think it was with
apparently.
The Jets, wasn't he? Plaxico Burress?
I have no idea.
Okay.
But this should be interesting because this is a seat that could be flipped in New Jersey. So apparently there's members of Congress already reaching out. I just spoke to my friend up there. He said Tom Keene has already reached out. They're looking to support her. She might have the support of the NRCC, which Billy Prempeh did not have. So this would be interesting. This could actually flip. So anyway, sorry. I was just so distracted.
That's okay.
It's okay. All right. So, of course, we're going to talk about the latest out of Minneapolis, another ICE-involved shooting last night. Sounds like the crowd has not learned their lesson, right? The residents.
Well, they're being egged on by Tampon Tim,
yes.
Jacob Fry, and the rest of the Minnesota Democrats.
Right, right. I guess they just don't care if someone's going to get killed in all this. But we're going to talk about that. Also, Renee Good's former father-in-law, had to get that right. He is now speaking out. And interesting enough, they've been pointing out that he's a Trump supporter. And I have his comments. I have his audio to play on the show. But I think it's interesting because he talked about God. And it sounds to me that he is very confused on how she took this route. And I'm confused as well. If you're thinking about, you know, the fact that she was married to a man, you listen to the former father-in-law, sounds like a family that dealt with common sense.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's gone completely out there, and it's a shame that she's now dead.
I'm hearing she may have been radicalized by her other partner.
Right, Rebecca.
Rebecca
is
Good.
The name. Right.
Got her involved in this Ice Watch group. There, apparently Rebecca Good has a history in some of these hardcore anti-government organizations and groups.
Yeah, no, that would make sense. For sure. So we'll talk about that. And then, of course, yesterday was the first day of session, so we're going to go through some of those bills that are on the table.
Very good. Kim Klasick Live.
Thanks,
coming up
Sean.
Next. Don't miss a word. Meanwhile, Dr. Oz, in just a couple of states, 8 states, they did an investigation on Medicaid fraud with the illegal aliens, and this is what they found.
A major reason given by the Democratic Party for the government shutdown is the passionate desire to get rid of the one big beautiful bill that was just signed into law. But that law allows us to ensure that illegal immigrants are not having their health care paid for by the federal government. Turns out, despite allegations that that's not true, it is 100% a truthful statement to say that we're spending money from Washington to care for illegal immigrants around the country. How do I know that? We started investigating the first few states that we thought would be most likely to have done this. And it turns out just in the last few months, it's already $1 billion plus of money that's been spent in states that I think that they should provide health care to illegal immigrants. What that means is that if you're a taxpayer in Texas or Florida, your tax dollars could have been used to fund the care of illegal immigrants in California. That's not the law anymore. So we have stopped it. We are clawing back that money. We've already gotten hundreds of millions of dollars back, which, again, it proves that these states realized that they were guilty because they wouldn't give us the money back otherwise. So that bill, the One Big Beautiful Bill, is absolutely essential to keep the financial integrity of the system in place, to make sure our vulnerable are protected. It cannot be repealed, and that's why the shutdown needs to end.
By the way, and that was, of course, at the end of last year, but here are the states that they looked at. California, $1.3 billion. And again, this is federal law prohibits tax dollars to go to illegal aliens in the Medicaid program for non-emergency care. We will take care of anybody in emergency. Okay, that's the law. $1.3 billion in California, $2 million in D.C., $29 million in Illinois, 2 million in Washington, 1.5 million in Colorado, 5.4 million in Oregon. I'm not stunned by these numbers. I'm stunned that Maryland wasn't one of the six states. Because you know, if these other states are doing it, we're doing it as well. So I'd love to see what our Medicaid fraud, we know what our SNAP error rate is. It's one of the worst in the country. Medicaid fraud's got to be right up there. All right, we'll see you tomorrow morning at 6. Until then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.